here's the location of the compensation allowance.
And then a certain weather or any other emergency, please be aware that we're in exit. We have eight exits in the ballpark.
Plan in section 14-20, connected by first base gate at Buffalo. Section 7-13, connected at front gate, and section 1-6, connected on the third base gate by the chicken and barbecue stand. Left side ticket area, connected by chicken concession stand.
Thank you.
decent weather going on.
At this time, we'd like to recognize all our group of local cancer fighters and survivors,
plus the staff of local cancer nonprofits.
Give us a point.
Let's hear it for the amazing survivors and staff.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
There were a couple of major factors in last night's Tulsa win. The Drillers snapping a six-game losing streak, and in doing so, snapped the Rockhounds' six-game win streak. Final score was 5-2, and those two factors in the game, and they were both major, were the bullpen and the bullpen. Now, in one case, that is a group of relievers, and they were outstanding for Tulsa. The other bullpen is more geography than it is baseball players. The two or two of the biggest swings, including the game winner, found the short porch in right field, and both just barely cleared that railing. Now, don't misunderstand. That's not the Tulsa Drillers benefited clearly from those two really good swings, well-hit balls, just enough to find that short porch. But whichever team you are rooting for, or just as a baseball fan, that short porch will drive you nuts. And for Gunnar Hoagland last night, had to be one of those evenings. There was breeze blowing toward right. It's only about 325 into that bullpen. And the fence, the railing in front of the bullpen, is parallel with the outfield wall. So there's a good bit of geography there that you can find that short porch. Hounds have at times benefited from it in the past. Tulsa did last night. And again, it's a part of the ballpark. And I say this often, I love this yard. I have obviously been coming here for a long time since we built it, 2002, I should say. But that's one of the few things about the ballpark that I've just never really cared for. That short porch gets very reachable, and it was really important last night from the offensive standpoint. From the defensive side of things, Tulsa pitching was really good all the way around, but in particular, just an outstanding job by the bullpen. Jack Little, Logan Boyer, and Soren Lau combined for 3 2/3 innings. They were perfect. 11 up, 11 down to slam the door on the Rockhounds. Jack Winkler had a two-run double to tie the ball game early on. And it was Griffin Lockwood Powell who found the short porch with a man on base, and that broke the tie, and that's all Tulsa needed thanks to the outstanding work of the bullpen last night. So the Hounds now are 20-11. They are joined by Frisco at the top of the South Division standings. By the way, Springfield won for the 20th time last night. They now have a 20-10 mark, best percentage, that is, in the Texas League. And this will be Game 5 of a six-game series. Drillers can still gain a split of this with a victory tonight, and if they can follow that up tomorrow afternoon with a 1 o'clock start. Rockhounds looking, of course, to win the series outright. Rockhounds took the first three, and Tulsa winning it last night by the final score of 5-2. pitching matchup in this one. Yon Castro will go for Tulsa. Makes his third start for the Drillers. No wins or losses. An ERA of 6. And for the Rockhounds, Jack Cushing will get the start. Again, the rotation in a little bit of a state of flux. Roiber Salinas went up to AAA briefly. He has now come back to the Rockhounds, and he, in fact, will go tomorrow. Will Roiber Salinas in the Sunday finale. By the way, a little preview. That's going to be a terrific matchup. Justin Robleski, really good, solid prospect for the Dodgers, will go for Tulsa in tomorrow's series finale. So Brady Basso has come back, so he will go into the rotation. David Leal and Jack Cushing each making perhaps a spot start, and we'll see how the rotation will unfold next week when the Rockhounds head to Springfield, Missouri, and a six-gamer with the Cardinals. Rockhounds have taken the diamond wearing terrific Cancer Awareness Weekend jerseys. And just ahead of the start of this ballgame, we'll take you downstairs for the Star Spangled Banner. That's our friend Chris Carroll singing the Star Spangled Banner. I don't know if he still does. He was in a band for a long time in this area. I haven't talked to Chris in a while, but terrific voice and always does an outstanding job. So that should get this ball game going. Lots of rain earlier today in this area, and overnight the streets were nicely flooded trying to make our way to the ballpark today. But the rain has at least relented, still very much overcast, and the breeze has picked up. It was only about 10 miles an hour not long ago, but it's a little bit stronger, very similar to last night. Jack Cushing has baseball in hand, and he'll throw the first pitch of Saturday Night Baseball right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And skies are indeed gray, playing pretty much under a dome of gray, 62 degrees. Wind has fluctuated a little bit. It was at 10 miles an hour just about 10, well, maybe 15 minutes ago, and it's bumped up now to 15 plus. So wind is fairly strong. It's going to be a cool evening, that's for sure. And that wind is, again, prevailing left to right and a little bit to maybe a touch inward, but I think it will still help on baseball's hit to right field. And as we found out last night and have from time to time, that can certainly be a factor in this ballpark, just the way things are designed and built. Alex Freeland will lead it off against Jack Cushing. Freeland, switch-hitting shortstop, has a home run in this series, joined the Drillers from Great Lakes of the Midwest League this week during the season. He stands in from the left side. Jack Cushing, baseball in hand, and from Rocky Town, first pitch of this ball game is just outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes to Freeland. Taylor Young, who has been a terror, is on deck. He's the second baseman. Taylor Young, batting number two for the Drillers. Jack Cushing, the no wind-up motion, delivery ground ball sharply out towards second base, and making the play on the outfield grass is Brendan Malone, throws to Cushing, covering the bag for the out. nicely handled. We'll give you the tour of the Hounds defense, some changes defensively, and that was Brennan Malone making a really nice play at second base. Jack Cushing got over there and covered nicely. Daniel Susak is playing first base. He thought he might have a chance to get to that. He ranged to his right, ball got by him, and Brennan Malone got there and made the play. One away, nicely handled by both guys. Here's Taylor Young. So buckle up. Takes down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. When this series began on Tuesday morning, Taylor Young was hitting 256. He is now at 293. Pitch is a called strike of the knees on the outside edge, 1-1. He's 8-for-17 in the series, on base 11 out of 20. That's a 550 on base percentage, and in fact, had a hit in the game prior to Tulsa coming here. So he's got a five-game hit streak, and he's hitting 550 in that. So Taylor Young has had a whole lot of fun playing baseball over the last week. 1-1 count to the right-handed hitter. Pitch from Cushing, popped foul out of play, 1-2. Well, I'll say this with fear and trepidation. Last night we had a lineup change that didn't make its way upstairs, and boy, the scrambling was going on all over the place. Both broadcasters, everybody. But Dalton Rushing is in the on-deck circle, and he will be the catcher batting third. So late scratch yesterday, but in the lineup tonight. Pitch up and in for a ball, and it's 2-2. Dalton Rushing on deck, the catcher. Griffin Lockwood Powell, he's had a big series. First baseman batting cleanup. Griffin Lockwood Powell. Brendan Davis will be the third baseman batting fifth, playing the five spot. Pitch from Cushing. Back up inside. Corner got him, and I think Taylor knew it. He's walking away. That is the first time the Rockhounds have retired Taylor Young in his first time up in this series. Two men down. Good backup pitch by Jack Cushing. And here is Dalton Rushing. Left-handed hitting catcher. Rockhounds play him to pull in the infield very solidly. Outfield fairly shallow. That's wind. Has nothing to do with Dalton, that's for sure. Swinging a foul back, and it's 0-1. Austin Beck moves into the sixth spot. He's had a good series. Right fielder, former Rockhound, batting number six. Lolo Sanchez batting seventh and playing the seventh spot. Lolo Sanchez is in left field. Cushing with the stretch, hands dropped to the belt. He delivers and sends one just high, 1-1. Brandon Lewis will be the designated hitter. He homered last night. Brandon Lewis batting eighth. And Bubba Alleen will round out the order. He's the center fielder. Bubba Alleen in center batting ninth. Here's the 1-1 pitch by Cushing. Up high for a ball, 2-1. So Freeland, Young, and Rushing up top. Lockwood, Powell, Davis, and Beck in the middle of the order. Sanchez, Lewis, and Alleen will round it out. Cushing, the no windup motion to 2-1 pitch. And that just missed inside. Ball three. So 3-1 to Rushing. Hitters count for a guy with a lot of pop. MLB.com now has Dalton rated the number one prospect for the LA Dodgers. Tapping that left shoulder as he waits. Three balls, one strike. Pitch from Cushing. Ground ball. Second base. Brendan Malone is there. Makes the play. Throw to Daniel Susak for the out. So Jack Cushing helped his own cause with a nice defensive play, combining with Brendan Malone, and he has himself a 1-2-3 inning. So Saturday evening baseball is underway, and after a half inning, it's Tulsa nothing, and against right-hander Yan Castro, the Rockhounds come to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one-, two-, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa. all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
Right-hander Yon Castro, first name, by the way, is Y-O-N. Traveled this road a long time, don't ever remember seeing your name spelled that way. Yon Castro. Going to the mound, makes his third appearance for the Drillers, and he will face Cooper Bowman to lead it off. Cooper moving to third base in this game. He stands in, set to go. Castro, bottom of the first inning, went really picking up, pitch down and away for a ball. 1-0 to Cooper. Jack Winkler on deck. He's the shortstop. Jack batting number two. And Colby Thomas, familiar leadoff three. He'll be in left field. Colby batting third. Cooper takes up high for a ball. And the count 2-0. Shane McGuire will catch and bat in the number four spot. Cleanup batter is catcher Shane McGuire. Daniel Susak at first base, batting fifth. Susak, the first baseman. Pitch up high to Bowman. That's ball three. 3-0. To Yon Castro, this is not the guy you want to issue a free pass to, that's for sure. Bowman 10 for 10 on the bases. One of the league's best. 3-0 the count. See if Cooper is taking he is. And that pitch will find the heart of the plate for a called strike 3-1. Junior Perez is in center field, about sixth. Junior Perez is in center. Brendan Malone mentioned moving to second base in this game and batting in the seventh spot. Brendan Malone at second. Denzel Clark in right field, again in the eighth spot. Denzel in right. And Jason Rosario, the designated hitter, rounds it out. Jason Rosario, the DH. 3-1 to Cooper, and he pops it up. That'll get out of play left side. Up on the roof, actually. And the count goes 3-2. So 3-0 is now a full count. Drillers really shade Cooper to pull. Third baseman Davis almost a no-doubles defense. Pitch is looped into shallow left center. That's going to sink and drop a base hit. Cooper Bowman with a 9-game hit streak. So a leadoff base hit for Cooper in the left center. A single last night to lead off the game as well, and then on one pitch was wiped away in a double play. In that 9-game streak, it's now 9. It was 8 games, obviously, coming in. He was hitting .278. Remember, Cooper on the year, even with the 9 games added in, a good stretch hitting .191, so that's a really good sign. Pitch high and away to Jack Winkler for ball 1, 1-0. Well, it's Cancer Awareness Weekend at this ballpark, and boy, Cooper is donning the sliding mitt the guys wear, and it's bright, deep pink. He's running. Pitch is taken. Up and in. Here's the throw. Got a chance. They get him. Nope. Got under the tag. Boy, that was close. That was a strong throw by Dalton Rushing. Cooper Bowman is not at all easy to throw out on the base paths. Count is 2-0 to Jack Winkler. I'm going to look at the replay. Boy, that head first dive. And, yeah, he did get there. That was really close. Tag on the shoulder. Not quite in time. Cooper Bowman is now 11-for-11 on this season. I happened to double-check his numbers before the game, so that's fortuitous. Oh, pitch clock violation. Count goes 3-0. Second 3-0 count here for Castro. Last year, Cooper 35 out of 38, so he is now 46-for-49. He's 94% pitch down and away, ball four, so a four-pitch walk to Jack Winkler. Actually, a three-pitch and a pitch clock violation walk. So it's 2-1, nobody down. See how the Hounds will treat this. Colby Thomas, the batter, so I wouldn't think a sacrifice bunt would be coming here, but we'll leave that up to Gregorio Petit. Cooper Bowman has just been outstanding. As a Rockhound, he is 46-for-49. He was leading the league in steals last year before injury sidelined him a good portion of the year. Now here's Colby, 2-1 and nobody down. And time called. We have another one. Another pitch clock violation. Boy, now that is something you don't see very often, is two within the same half inning or even two within the same game is somewhat unusual for one pitcher. 1-0 count. Castro with a stretch. Pitch to Thomas, and that'll miss inside, so that's ball two. So he has thrown four pitches and has walked a batter and has a 2-0 count on the other. That after the single from Cooper Bowman. Here's the 2-0 stretch. Bluff moved to second, does not throw. Shane McGuire waiting on deck. It's Bowman, Winkler, and Thomas up top. McGuire, Susak, and Perez in the middle of the order. And Malone, Clark, and Rosario round it out. Stretch by Castro, leg kick and pitch, and then he swung on and fouled straight back to the screen. Count 2-1 to Colby. Well, he has had ups and downs big time in 2024 already. But when you sift everything out, he's now at 294. Again, with some power and with some speed. Really exciting prospect. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Takes up and in for ball three. So Castro struggling. He went 3-0 on Cooper Bowman. Got it full. And then Cooper just made some contact and sent the little flare, the semi-duck snort, into center field. But he walked Winkler on, well, four pitches, including a pitch clock violation. Pitch to Thomas, and that's a called strike. And they get 3-2. Colby about three steps toward first base. So full count. Let's see what Gregorio Petit will call here. Again, Rockhounds have been very aggressive on the base paths, stolen bases and otherwise. Set by Castro, 3-2 count. Runners not going. Pitch to Colby. Swings, fly ball, center field. That's going to go right into the glove of Bubba Alin. He'll make the catch. Well hit ball, but again, basically into the wind. And even that line drive just did not carry. One man down. Here's Shane McGuire. By the way, stolen base for Cooper Bowman, the Rockhounds' 57th of this season. Two teams in AA baseball, actually two teams in the AA ranks have 60 or more steals. Mississippi, that's the Braves, and Rocket City, the Trash Pandas, with 66 and 62. Rockhounds are third in all of AA now with 57 steals. Shane McGuire waits, 2-1, one out. Pitch. Just down and in. Not by much. One ball, no strikes. Hounds also, by the way, lead all of AA in runs scored on the season. They've scored 168 runs in their 32 games. Pitch right down the middle called strike. I hadn't really looked at that stat before today. And in fact, the top three teams in all of AA baseball in runs scored are the three from the Texas League, Rockhounds, Springfield, and Frisco. And the Hounds will see the Cardinals and the Rough Riders in the upcoming road trip. Here's the 1-1. Just down and in. Ball two. 2-1 to Shane McGuire. Shane, 258. Left-handed hitter, a couple of home runs, has 10 driven in. Two men on, one man down. No score in the bottom of the first inning. Stretch and pitch by Castro. That got there to the back door. Called strike, and it's 2-2. Daniel Susak waiting on deck for the Hounds. Castro, right-hander at 6 feet, 205, Dominican Republic native. Comes set at the belt, glances at the runner at second, delivers, and this ball sent right back up the middle, line drive, base hit. Cooper will be sent home. Center fielder comes up throwing, they'll go to second base with a throw. Hounds on the board, it's 1-0. RBI, Shane McGuire, a line drive single up the middle, Cooper scores. Stopping at second is Jack Winkler. Just a solid line drive base hit for Shane McGuire, 11th RBI of this season. So a walk, a couple of base hits, and the Rockhounds on the board, and that's going to bring an early visit to the mound. And the Drillers have two pitching coaches on the roster, Ryan Dennick and Duran Olinger. And they both are wearing the windbreakers rather than the jerseys. So not sure which of the two gentlemen it is, but a visit early on in this ballgame as Castro now has retired only one batter, and that was a pretty strong line drive from Colby Thomas. Conversation, as it so often, if not always does, ends with a quick pat on the backside and get back to it. Here's Daniel Susak playing first base tonight. And if that sounds new to you, it's new to Daniel. This is the first time that he has played first base. Now, there might have been somewhere in youth league. I don't know that. But at University of Arizona and his time with the A's organization, first time playing at first base. 2 on, 1 out, 1 in. Pitch low and outside the right-handed hitter. Daniel at 197, and very similar to Cooper Bowman. Again, that average has been well under 200. But it's coming up. First things first, to get to that 200 mark and try to keep climbing from there. One home run, it was a grand slam. Swings, and this is good. Off-speed backup pitch by Castro. Count is a ball and a strike. Was 74 miles an hour, but had Susak's timing off with that pitch to Castro. Comes set at the belt. Runners have their leads. Swinging is a high fly into shallow right center field. Boy, this ball may drop. Yep, he does. That's a base hit. That's going to load him up. Just a little flare. Daniel Susak's last four hits have been almost the same in terms of velocity off the bat. Not going very far, but put it in play. Get that ball and then drop sometimes, and it has for Daniel Susak. Base hit that loads him up. Shallow right center field with a little flare. Hounds runners had to hold for a moment, so Winkler comes to third, McGuire to second, Susak on to first base, and here's Junior Perez. Boy, infield in at first base, he's swinging away. That's a fly ball slicing into right field, and that will drop for a base hit. The throw will come to the plate, it'll be cut off, and Junior Perez, a guy who can drive the ball halfway from here to there and back, gets a little duck snort at his own, and that will drive home a run. Hardest hit ball of this inning has been an out. To third is Shane McGuire. To second is Daniel Susak. Junior Perez with a flare into right field that drops. The Hounds have four base hits, two runs across. Bases still loaded, one out for Brendan Malone. Castro's pitch, low and outside for a ball, handled by Dalton Rushing. One ball, no strikes. Four hits and a walk. The base hits have all been, well, three of them have been flares. Shane McGuire with a line drive base hit. And Colby Thomas, a line drive that was caught. Pitch misses inside. Count goes 2-0. And boy, for Yan Castro, the mound is a lonely spot right now. There is activity already in the Tulsa bullpen. Tulsa Penn has been outstanding. These two teams, both really good bullpens. Delivery swing and a foul back. Count goes 2-1 to Brennan. 237 average. He got off to a really strong start in the very early stages of the season. Last 17 games, hitting 164, but he's had a really nice couple of ball games. Some good swings in this series. The 2-1 pitch, called strike. Well, that just got there. It's a good pitch by Castro. Just got the outside edge. Count is 2-2. Denzel Clark is on deck. Jason Rosario in the hole, and they are the 8 and 9 hitters in the order. RBIs, Shane McGuire and Junior Perez. Junior, by the way, his 16th run batted in. Castro leans in, has the sign. Taking a while, and I think that time called by the catcher. Dalton Rushing may have, I wasn't looking directly at the pitch clock, but I think he might have saved a pitch clock violation right there. Castro has already had a couple of them in this inning. Yan comes set at the belt. Pitch swung on and sent right back up the middle of line drive. Brendan Malone, that will drive home a run. They'll go station to station. And that was a hard hit ball. Well, Brendan Malone has said he's had a good series. He's now 4-for-7 in this series, and he's been on base 6 out of 9. And he collects his 13th RBI of the season. Line drive right back up the middle. Shane McGuire comes across to score. Base is still loaded and still just one man down. Walk and 5 singles for the Rockhounds in this inning with a 3-0 lead. Here's Denzel Clark. Boy, would he like to, pardon the awful cliche, but he'd love to join the hit parade right here. Now, I don't forgive it. That was bad. I won't forgive it either. Here's the pitch to Denzel. Big swing and a miss, 0-1. Jose Ramos not in the Tulsa lineup tonight. He's getting the kind of the rotated in day off. But boy, he and Denzel have both been really struggling with swings and misses. Pitches down and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Jason Rosario on deck. He's the number 9 hitter in the order. And there's just one man down. Base is full. Susak is at third base. Perez is at second. Malone at first. Junior runs really well. Here's the 1-1 stretch, pitch by Castro, swung on and missed. Breaking pitch up, and Enzel could not lay off at 1-2. And right now for Yan Castro, just trying to put an end to this inning right now. He feels, I'm sure, as if he's been out there for about 45 minutes, but trying to limit the damage to 3 runs. Bases full, 1 man down. Cheating in at first base is Lockwood Powell. Pitch to Denzel, just a little high. Count goes 2-2. Said it before, Denzel, 6'5", 230 pounds. So he gives you, there's a lot of strike zone there to be worked with. 2-2 count, bases full. From the stretch, Castro with the leg kick and pitch way outside, ball 3. So many times, and there are times, and this certainly would be one of them, you can just feel it, that pitcher's mound is a lonely, lonely spot. Count is full, 3-2. 1 man down, so runner's not going, I wouldn't think. They are not. Pitch to Denzel, fouled it back. Count stays 3-2. 165 is the batting average for the tall right-handed hitter out of Pickering, Ontario, Canada. 3-2, second time. Castro set. Runners there, leads. 1 man down. Pitch swung up, up high. That's ball 4. Well, Denzel laid off, and with it, he draws a walk. It is 4-0 in the first inning. Batter will be Jason Rosario. Susak comes across to score. Perez goes to third. Malone to second base, and that's going to be it for Yan Castro. Boy, that is a rough, rough day. So 8 batters in is as far as he will go in this game. And got only 1 man out. And again, that was one of the 3 really hard hit balls in this inning. So for Yan Castro, it's 1/3 of an inning. It's a 5 base hits, 4 runs, and is responsible for all 3 men on base. And Tulsa will go to the bullpen, and Ben Harris, left-hander, will come on to pitch. Boy, welcome to the ball game. He comes in with the bases loaded, 1 man down in the bottom of the first inning, and a 4-0 Rockhounds advantage. Well, Ben Harris gets the baseball. Left-hander, and mentioned out of Alpharetta, Georgia, which is also the hometown of his one of his counterparts in the Rockhounds bullpen, Chase Cohen. So Harris will begin his warm-up tosses. Castro, a couple of walks. Even had a couple of pitch clock violations. Did not strike out a batter, facing 8 batters in his game, and it's a 4-0 Rockhounds lead. If you are in the neighborhood, by the way, again, we weren't sure. The weather was pretty rainy, pretty nasty, but it's a little cool, a little breezy, but it's an A-OK night at the ballpark, and we have fireworks on the schedule after this game. Hounds will be out of town for a couple of weeks after tomorrow's game, so love to have you come out this weekend before the guys hit the road. Springfield, Missouri, beginning next Tuesday. And then Frisco, Texas, a week from Tuesday. We've said it a couple of times, but Rockhounds have won 20 games. They're 20-11. Frisco, now the same record in the South Division. Springfield, after that 9-0 start, Springfield is actually 1 game under 500 in their last 11 games, and they're still 20-10 on the season. Boy, what a start they got off to, did the Cardinals. Really good offensive ball club, by the way, and that's next up along with a trip to Frisco for the Rockhounds. Here's Jason Rosario now to face Ben Harris. Bases loaded, 1 out. Swing and a miss. Jason chased one down and away, 0-1. Guy who started the inning, Cooper Bowman, on deck. Clark at first, Malone at second, Perez at third. 0-1 stretch, pitch by the lefty. That swung on and bounced foul toward his own dugout. 0-2 to Rosario. Jason at 246. No homers. He has 6 runs driven in. 0-3 in the series with a walk and a couple of whiffs. Runners their leads. Harris comes set. Get your Ben's numbers here in a moment. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back. Count stays 0-2, so Harris has come on and thrown strikes out of the bullpen. Ben 1-0 with 3.60 ERA, making his 11th appearance. Bases on balls have been the issue. He has 11 walks against 13 strikeouts, but he's well under a hit per inning. And he's ahead 0-2 here. This pitch swung on, boy, swung on, and foul tip. Yep, his foul tip. Ball got loose, so charging in from third base was Junior Perez, but up, it was a foul tip. Wondered if it might have just been in and out of Hatcher Dalton Rushing's glove, but nope. Count stays 0-2. Jason, a left-handed hitter against the lefty. Harris set, bases full. Pitch, woo, way up and in. Now goes one ball, two strikes. That one looked like it slipped off the fingertips. Came in high and tight. Ben had a rough outing earlier in this series, but again, he's been good out of the pen. Pitch down and away, 2-2. And a great note from Brian Carroll. Assistant general manager now, man. Times change. You've been around a while, haven't you? Pitch down and away, 3-2. One of the really good people in this league. And some great notes today about these two bullpens, two best bullpens in the Texas League. I'm going to find out some of Brian's secrets for digging that stuff up. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, punch left side. That will sink. That will drop line drive, base hit. Good piece of hitting by Rosario, and again station to station, and again a run will score. That is a really good at-bat by Jason Rosario. He got down 0-2, worked it full, and went opposite way with a really kind of a three-quarter swing, just a line drive. Now really shortened up on that swing, punched it opposite way into left field for a base hit, his seventh RBI. That run will be attributed to Yan Castro. And here's Cooper Bowman back up to the top of the order in the bottom of the first, 5-0. Cooper swings and misses. 0-1. Starting with a breaking ball, did Harris. Well, the Hounds have now sent 9 men to the plate before Cooper back to the top of the order, and only one man down in this inning. A 5-0 game. Pitch to Bowman, fouled away. Quick 0-2 count here. Yeah, and Cooper in the 9-gamer now, so he's 11 for 37, somewhere in the 285 area. And he's going to be at the top of the order pretty much every day, so seeing him swing and takes a called strike here. Cooper, give that one to your radio guy. A jinxed you, nicely called third strike and a really good off-speed pitch by Harris. Two men down, and here's Jack Winkler. He walked and scored his first time up in this inning. Jack reaching base with that walk, and I fail to mention, that's an 11-game on-base streak for him. It's been a good one, 333 in that stretch. Swing and a miss here. Jinx Jack as well. It's 0-1. Right-handed hitter taking over primarily at shortstop since the promotion a week or so ago of Jacob Wilson. The 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. Another good off-speed pitch by Harris. Count goes 0-2. Malone at third, Clark at second, Rosario at first. Bases loaded, two down, bottom of the first inning, 5-0 Rockhounds. The 0-2 pitch, bounced foul over toward the Tulsa dugout. Nope, count stays 0-2 to Jack. Overall, 297. Been among the league's top 10 hitters pretty much all season. Right-handed hitter set to go. Harris, the lefty with the 0-2 pitch, and he got him. Swing and a miss to the dirt. So Harris gives up that base hit to Jason Rosario. That was a heck of a battle. Comes back and gets the next two batters on strike. So he didn't stop it entirely, but slows things down a little bit. The Rockhounds score 5 times in the bottom half of the first inning. So after one at Rockytown on fireworks night, Rockhounds 5, Tulsa nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See Sound.com for details.
With one inning in the books, we'll take this opportunity to welcome you aboard. Thank you so much for spending part of your weekend with us. Rockhounds Radio, Bally Live, and MILB TV. Greatest inventions of all time. Bob Hard's at the ballpark always, and I do mean it. I say it often, but often, absolutely always mean it. Pleasure to bring you Texas League Baseball, Rockhounds, and the Tulsa Drillers. See you tomorrow afternoon at 12:50 for our start time. We have all of our normal good stuff going on Sunday. There's a coupon in today's edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram with which you will get 5 tickets for just $25. Great family value, as we say. Friends at ConocoPhillips, our presenting sponsor, have such a cool addition to Sunday afternoons. First 250 fans receive a Rockhounds umbrella. Normally that is to shield the sun. In this case, well, we've had some rain. Works either way. They are very adaptable, are those ConocoPhillips umbrellas. And tomorrow, for the first 500 moms, it's really cool. Just a little something for Mother's Day, a pink Rockhounds wine cup. Very cool. Top of the second, and here is Griffin Lockwood Powell. He takes a called strike from Jack Cushing. With Jack on the bench a long time, Rockhounds sent 11 batters to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Left the bases loaded, but scored 5 runs. Pitch swung on and popped foul out of play. Count 0-2. Griffin Lockwood Powell with 5 home runs. Jose Ramos leads the Drillers with 6, both among the top power guys in the league. It is still fairly early juncture. The 0-2 pitch swung on and missed. Elevated that fastball a little bit, did Jack Cushing, and Lockwood Powell could not catch it. Second strikeout for Jack Cushing. One down top of the second. The batter is Brendan Davis. By the way, it's not that early in the season anymore. These teams will conclude their business tomorrow. It'll be game 33. And that isn't quite, but almost close enough for baseball jazz, the halfway point of the first half. Halfway point is actually midway through game 35. 69-game halves in the Texas League. Astounding how quickly you get to that mark. Davis waits, stretch and pitch by Cushing. Outside and high for a ball, 1-0. Brendan at 284, very solid. Couple of home runs, 13 driven in. Had a very good series. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. Davis 6-for-14. He's got a couple of doubles. He's driven in 4 runs in 4 games in this set. 1-1 pitch, down and away for a ball. And actually, Brendan is hitting a little better than that. We had a scoring issue last evening. It was just an error of computer inputting, but he actually has one more hit, and that will get corrected. Swing and a bouncer foul. It's 2-2. Brendan singled with 2 outs in the first inning last night, tried to stretch it to a double and was thrown out, but it was just simply entered into the computer incorrectly. So, Brendan, we owe you a hit, and we'll get it for you. So he's hitting a little better than 285 and hitting about 450 in this series. 2-2 count, that closed stance as he waggles the bat. 2-2 stretch and pitch by Cushing, fouled away to the screen over the Hounds dugout, first base side, still 2-2. And Breeze just double-checking what they have. Yeah, about 15 miles an hour, so it's a factor. Might be a little more inward than last night. 2-2 pitch, and that's fouled away. Same spot on the screen. Nicely handled. And one of the guys on the railing. By the time that ball will catch the ray of the screen right up above and behind the Hounds dugout, and that makes it a gentle carom. The guys catch it along the railing. It was nicely handled. A little over-the-shoulder number. 2-2 count. Nobody on and one man down. Pitch by Cushing. Backup delivery. Fouled away. Back to the screen. This one kicks back out onto the playing surface. Jack Cushing making his 8th appearance of the season. This is his first start, but he is very accustomed to that role. Has been a starter most of his career. 1-2 with a 5.40 ERA coming in. The 2-2 yet again. Swung on and missed. Got him with a fastball up. Well, third strikeout for Jack, back-to-back in this inning, and that'll bring up Austin Beck. Well, Austin's played a little bit in this ballpark, not a lot. Injuries have just been such a part of his litany as a professional, but he has enjoyed his return. He's off to a nice 3-for-9 in the series. Swings hard at ball, third base, and that'll be handled by Cooper Bowman. Sets up, throws a little high. Good catch and tag for the out. Daniel Susak. Folks, this is his first game at first base, and he just made a terrific play. Cooper's throw sailing in the wind a little bit. Susak came off the bag, made the catch and tag, and got Austin Beck. Boy, looks like he'd been... My, that was there. I've just got a close-up look at that. That was a terrific play. Daniel Susak, how do you do? Middle of the second, Rockhounds 5 and Tulsa nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one ton, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Colby Thomas leads it off and first pitch swings. Chopper to third. Barehanded or tried to by Brendan Davis. No play and a base hit on one pitch. A little chopper to third base and Colby is on. Again, he's a guy who runs, has eight steals in nine attempts. Well, we got back just in time. I was watching the replay. We have a monitor this year for which I am ever so thankful. And boy, that play by Daniel Susak, that's terrific. He has not played first base before today, and that was a really nice catch and grab and got the tag on the shoulder by the bat of an eye. Stretching pitch by Harris. Drops down low to Shane McGuire. Lefty-lefty matchup here. So Colby Thomas with a base hit. Colby took a collar last night. Didn't happen all that often. Unless you're playing in Springdale, Arkansas. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That'll back up high and tight for a ball. 2-0 from Ben Harris. Still is kind of amazing to look over your shoulder. Colby now is 1-for-2 in this game, so hitting just under 300, 296, somewhere in that age, in that area. Here's the 2-0. Called strike of the knees. Well, it's a perfect pitch by Harris. Hollow of the knee, inside part of the plate. Well, Colby is still hitting, what, 295 or so. We'll just round it off there after going 1-for-21 against Northwest Arkansas in Springdale. 2-1 stretch, throw to first by Harris. Boy, he had him leaning a little bit. Good catch and save by Lockwood Powell. That throw was a little high and away. Colby had to scramble back, but did get there. One on and nobody down in the bottom of the second inning. Rockhounds lead this game by the score of 5-0. Pitch from Harris. McGuire tempted. Did he go? Boy, say he did. Boy, Shane is in disbelief, and so is Gregorio Petit. What is a check swing strike? There is no set answer, I promise you. Boy, that was precious little swing. But he's called for the check swing strike, and it's 2-2. Shane, an RBI single and a run scored in the first inning. Delivery to him, swung on, hard-hit ball, base hit into right field. Colby Thomas will come to third base with ease. It'll be first and third. There's nobody out, and boy, the Hounds are off to a fast start on this Saturday evening. Shane McGuire, 2-for-2. And all of a sudden, that check swing he disagreed with is way in the rearview mirror. First and third, nobody down for Daniel Susak. Boy, first baseman Daniel Susak. Boy, I guess so. Right-handed hitter, and he has a base hit his first time up. It was an interesting number coming into this game for Daniel. Again, the overall average is under 200. It's been coming up steadily. Got off to a very slow start. First pitch swing, chopper toward third base. Brendan Davis will make the play. He's going to have to go to first base, and that'll drive home a run. So, bounce out. Makes it a 6-0 game. Colby Thomas got a good jump of that ball. Little bit of a somewhat high hop, so no chance for Davis to try to come home and get the runner. So Daniel Susak is out. 5-3 on the putout, but that's an RBI on the bounce out. One away, down to second goes Shane McGuire. And Junior Perez, the batter, an RBI single, hit a little flare, a little duck sort to right field his first time up. Hounds lead 6-0. Big swing and a miss by Perez. Daniel Susak has hits in 7 of his last 10 games. He's added to that here this evening, but coming in had hits in 7 of his last 10, hitting precisely 250. That's the number we talk about a lot. That's a pretty good watermark if you can get there overall for the year. Anything past that, all the better. Pitch outside, 2 and make it 1 ball, 1 strike, 1-1. Perez's RBI is 16th of the season. Runner in scoring position, one away. McGuire the lead, pitch to Junior, and he swings and sends a high fly ball foul. Would have jumped off the bat here. The crowd react. Boy, that got up into a gray sky in a hurry. Couldn't see how far foul it went, but it was certainly out of play. So 1-2 to Junior. 220 batting average, but 5 homers, 16 now driven in, 11 steals in 13 attempts. Like Colby Thomas, a good combination of power and speed. And the batting average is much lower than Colby's, but Junior is a guy with a whole bunch of upside, 22 years of age. Born, by the way, on the 4th of July. He is from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. So, 4th doesn't mean that much, of course. There, 1-2 pitch, just down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count. Brendan Malone on deck. We're at the bottom of the 2nd inning. The Rockhounds have put up a half dozen. It's a 6-0 game. Wearing very cool cancer awareness jerseys. They are black with some pink artistry on them. Pitch down and in for a ball, 3-2. Numerals on the back kind of encircled with a very stylish artistic, almost a spray paint type will look really cool. Cool jerseys, obviously, or at least in the case of the home broadcast booth, difficult to describe, but very cool looking. Count is full to Junior. First base open with one man down, one run in. Set by Harris. Pitch, nope, down and in, ball 4. So Junior will draw a base on balls. And again, for Ben Harris, that's really been the only issue. He struck out a couple of batters and walked one in this game. So Harris with 15 strikeouts and 12 walks in about 11 innings of work. 2 on and 1 man down. The batter is Brendan Malone. Sharp RBI single to center field his first time up. Right-handed hitter. Swings it into high fly ball. Left field going back and still back Sanchez. And will he get there? He will not. That ball will find the base of the track. That will score 1. May score 2. There'll be a play at the plate. Perez with a dive and he is out. A really good relay throw. And boy, Junior went crashing into Dalton rushing. But Dalton held his ground and made the play. That was nicely handled. Junior kind of shaking his head. 1 run scores, 2nd out at the plate. So Shane McGuire will score. Brendan Malone with his 2nd RBI of this game. We'll
double check who made that relay throw. I was glancing more at the runner. I apologize. So Perez thrown out. Brendan Malone goes to actually that'll be a double. That was to the base of the wall in left center field. And Denzel steps in. Right-handed hitter, two men down now in the inning, but the Hounds have made it a 7-0 ball game. Denzel takes. Time for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Boy, Brendan Malone having a terrific series. He's 2-for-2 in this game. He's 5-for-10 in the series, plus 3 walks. 1-0 count to Denzel. He drew a walk his first time. Swings it. It's a ball in the air toward left field, but foul. Sanchez in hot pursuit, but that ball drifts wide of the foul pole and down and out of play. Walk and an RBI for Denzel, and Denzel, his last time up, so he's up to 10 ribbies. Average right where he came into the game, of course, after drawing the base on balls. He's at 165. Hounds have scored a lot of runs with a guy who was expected to be the cleanup hitter, having a tough year. Well hit ball center field, but again, the wind will knock that down, and over to make the play is Alleen. So Bubba hauls that in. The inning will come to an end. The Rockhounds will get 2 runs on 3 base hits and a walk, no errors, and one man left on base, Brendan Malone, with his second RBI, and the Hounds put a 7 spot on the board through 2 innings in this game. After 2 complete, Rockhounds 7, Tulsa Drillers nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop, but you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the third and the bottom third of the Tulsa order, Lolo Sanchez will lead it off against right-hander Jack Cushing, who fires and finds the outside corner called strike. It's 0-1. Brandon Lewis and Bubba Alleen will follow. We got loose up the left field berm. And done some good bunches here tonight. Had a 1 or 2 large picnic groups. Glad that Mother Nature relented enough for us to welcome those good folks. So a good bunch. Got some blankets and some jackets, but just breezy and cool with fireworks coming up. Pitch drops down to the dirt and a count 1-1 to Sanchez. Lolo at 254 on this season. Drillers have several guys swinging the bats very well coming into this game. Sanchez has struggled a bit of late. The guys have been quite the opposite. Takes down and away here. It's 2 balls, 1 strike. Lolo hitting 150 in his last 6 games. 1-for-6 in the series. Takes a called strike outside corner at the knees. Count goes 2-2. Franchise retrospective coming up after this half inning. We'll talk about an amazing group of pitchers who have come through as member of the Angels, Cubs, or Rockhounds. Swinging the foul back, and it's 2-2 to Sanchez. Right-handed hitter wearing number 2 on the back of that Dodger blue jersey, white numerals on the back. With a very cool Dodger style script on the front of the jerseys with the red TV numbers. Familiar look. Here's a 2-2 swing ground ball. Shortstop, one hop. Backhanded by Winkler. Knee high, throws the first for the out. Sharply hit by Sanchez, but Lolo retired. One man down for Brandon Lewis. Designated hitter in this game was not in the lineup originally yesterday. There was a late switch made when Dalton Rushing was a late scratch, so Brandon got the very late call, and you see it from time to time. Wasn't expecting to be in the game. He went 2-for-4 last night with a solo home run. Right-handed hitter waits, and a pitch by Cushing. Swung on that ball is hit high and foul down the left field side. Well, that was up in the stratosphere. 1 count to Lewis. Bubba, a lean on deck. Hounds with a 7-0 lead, top of the third. Cushion, big deep breath from Jack as he often does. The 0-1 pitch. Got there, called strike of the knees, outside edge, 0-2. Timeout called by Brandon Lewis. Home run last night was Brandon's 4th of the year. Has 15 driven in. O-2 count from Cushing. Jack with a long look into Shane McGuire has his sign of the 0-2 pitch. Down, oh, got him outside corner. Boy, that's a tough call, third strike, and Lewis kind of lingers at the plate. Boy, there are pitches that just, quite frankly, absolutely define the phrase borderline, and that was one of them. So two down on Jack's 4th strikeout. I don't think Brendan said anything. Brandon, that is. Got a Brendan and a Brandon on this team. I don't think he said anything, but body language said that was a close call at least. Here's Bubba Alleen and a big swing and a miss from the switch hitter, 0-1. Alleen has had a ton of playing time, 16 games, 45 at-bats, but he's hitting .311. Hildry swung on looper out towards shallow left and tracking it down. Jack Winkler over the shoulder. He will make the catch in shallow left field. One of the more, I think, amazing chapters or parts of our franchise history is up next on our franchise retrospective.
In Major League history, only 31 pitchers have earned 300 or more saves. 5 of them pitched for our franchise. Hall of Famer Lee Smith was here with the Cubs in 1978 and 79. He had some trouble navigating the strike zone back then, but he figured it out, recording 478 saves, third all-time behind guys named Hoffman and Rivera. Troy Percival was drafted by the Angels as a catcher and spent his first pro season behind the dish before moving to the mound. Percy, who pitched for the Angels here in 1992, had 358 career saves, 13th all-time. Roberto Hernandez struggled as a minor league starter before flourishing in the bullpen. Roberto, who was here in 1988 and 89, had 326 saves, the majority of them with the White Sox, 19th all-time. Despite his brilliant career at the University of Texas, there were those who doubted Houston Street would become a successful big league closer. The doubters were wrong. With 324 saves, Houston ranks 20th all time. When injuries ended Bruce Sutter's career, he famously said, "I'm throwing the ball as hard as ever. It's just not getting there as fast." He was one of the first great closers and, with 300 saves, was inducted into Cooperstown in 2006. How good were these guys? Lee Smith, Troy Percival, Roberto Hernandez, Houston Street, and Bruce Sutter combined for 1,786 saves.
Pretty good group, I would have to say. We go to the bottom half of inning number 3. And Jack Little, and he was one of the trio of relievers last night, did just a tremendous job for the Drillers in closing out the 5-2 win. He went just 2/3 of an inning last night, so back-to-back performances here. And he faced Jason Rosario, RBI opposite field single his first time, a really good AB, swinging a foul straight back, it's 0-1. Inning and a third for Ben Harris, he gives up 4 hits, 2 runs. They were both earned, a walk and 2 strikeouts. Rosario, left-handed hitter, takes high and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Third baseman Brendan Davis, not even with the bag at third base. Shading him up the middle of the drillers with shortstop Alex Freeland. He's swinging a foul away. Count one and two. That Rosario's first inning at bat was a really good one. He got behind in the count. He was the first batter that Ben Harris faced. Got down 0-2. He fouled off a couple of two-strike pitches, ran it full, and then sent a very sharp opposite field line drive RBI single to left. Cooper Bowman and Jack Winkler next, back up to the top of the order. Last of the third, 7-0 Rockhounds. Pitch from little outside, not by a whole bunch. Count goes 2-2. Jack Little out of Louisville, Kentucky. Big right-hander at 6'4", 220 pounds. Comes set the 2-2. Sliced foul straight back. Now still 2-2 to Rosario. Little, including a short but very good stint last evening, 2-1 with a 3.09 ERA, making his 11th appearance. The 11 and two-thirds innings, just 9 base hits, 3 walks, 12 strikeouts. Good numbers across the board. 2-2 and another strikeout here, down and into Rosario. So Jason out on strikes. Good aggressive pitch by the right-hander in on the left-handed hitting. Jason Rosario, and here's Cooper Bowman. Cooper 1-for-2. Single and a steal to start the ball game, and struck out looking also in the first inning. Average now flirting with 200. He's up to 197. Breaking pitch sweeps down and away. Ball one, one ball, no strikes. Of course, it's not where you want to be, not where Cooper expected to be in terms of batting average, but one step at a time. The swing sends one back up the middle, and that will be caught on the move by Freeland, the shortstop ranging to his left behind the bag, about a stride onto the outfield grass. Boy, good reaction by Freeland, and the wind pushing the ball away from him. Taylor Young was getting there as well. I'm going to look on the replay. I don't know that Taylor could have gotten there. I don't think so, and that was a really good play by Freeland. Boy, he made that catch a little bit below knee level on the run. That was nicely handled, and a little flare by Cooper. Two men down. Here's Jack Winkler. He's low and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. A walk and a whiff with a run scored for Jack. Nobody on. Two men down. Pitch down and away from Little for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. To Jack last night, combining with Logan Boyer, who went a couple of innings, in Soren Lau. 3 2/3, 11 up, 11 down in a close ball game. Pitch low and in for a ball. Count goes 3-0. 3 balls, no strikes. Again, Little has walked only 3 batters so far on this season. Infield shading Winkler pretty solidly to pull. Takes fastball on the inside half of the plate for a called strike, 3-1. Jack with a home run, 19 driven in. Second behind Colby Thomas. The Rockhounds pitch on just low. Boy, Little did not miss by much. I don't think he felt he missed at all, but the pitch just out of the zone. One on and two down, and here he is, Colby. Little infield single, little chopper that Brendan Davis did everything he could, but just have to make that perfect play barehanded on the run. Boy, that's a tough play. When guys make it, it's just a work of art. It turned into a leadoff base hit in the second, and Colby came around to score. Pitch from Little over the outside half of the plate, called strike, good breaking pitch. Colby Thomas, right-handed hitter. Really an intriguing prospect. Number 12, according to MLB.com in the A's organization. 0-1 pitch, ground ball to shortstop, and that'll be handled easily. Freeland underhands to Young, force out at second base, and the inning is over. And for the first time in the first 3 innings of this ball game, the Rockhounds will go quietly, no runs or hits. 1 walk and a man left on base. So 3 innings in the books on Fireworks Night at Momentum Bank Ballpark, and after 3, it's the Hounds 7, Tulsa nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Top of the order in the top of the fourth for the Tulsa Drillers. Rockhounds with a fast start at the expense of right-hander Yan Castro. A 5-run first inning, a 7-0 lead. And Alex Freeland will lead it off. We go to the fourth. First pitch, swing and a miss. And Jack Cushing with what figures to be a spot start, although again the rotation kind of being restirred and remixed. After a couple of quick call-ups, 0-1 pitch, drops down low for a ball, one ball and one strike. Look at the numbers in this ballgame. Rockhounds with a 7-0 lead. Again, a 5-run last half of the first, added two more in the second. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Cushing with a fastball elevated a bit. Freeland comes up empty, switch hitting from the left side. It's also no runs, no hits, no errors. 9 up, 9 down through 3 innings. Rockhounds 7 runs on 9 base hits. And they have come on, well, 1 bases loaded walk and 6 RBI singles. Here's the 1-2. Breaking pitch, chopped towards second. 2 hops to Malone. Makes the play. Underhands to Daniel Susak for the out. 4-3 bounce out, so Freeland retired. He's bounced out twice to second base. The first time around was Jack Cushing who covered the bag. Here's Taylor Young. Well, he's in a horrible slump. He's 0-for-1. Struck out looking his first time up. With that out, Taylor has dropped all the way down to hitting .444 in this series. He has done a little bit of everything. Takes pitch right down the chute, off speed, called strike, 0-1. Dalton rushing on deck. Right-handed hitter digging in. Tulsa second baseman. He's played everywhere pretty much in the infield. He's played second, third, and short in this series. Takes low for a ball, 1-1. And Taylor goes in at 5'9", 170, Louisianan. 0-1 pitch, high and in for a ball. 2 balls and a strike. Some stirring in the bullpen. See, I don't think anybody's throwing yet behind Jack Cushing, who is accustomed to starting. 2-1 pitch, swing, and a miss. Boy, down away, and Young chased it. Count goes 2-2, and he'll ask for time. So it's goose eggs across the board for the Drillers. Rockhounds 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Fifth game of a 6-game set. Tulsa winning last night 5-2. Hounds lead the series 3-1 with tonight and tomorrow afternoon to follow. The 2-2 pitch from Cushing swung on and missed. Boy, aggressive pitch up in the zone, and 91-mile-an-hour fastball gets him, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Taylor Young in this game. 5 strikeouts for Cushing. Now here's Dalton rushing, bounced out to second base, his first time up. Cushing's first offering to the Tulsa catcher is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Mentioned, I thought MLB.com had Dalton rated number 2 in the Dodgers system. They do updates fairly often. He is now at the top of the prospect list for LA. A ground ball to second base. Couple hops to Brandon Malone. Sets up and throws to first. Well, Jack Cushing, it may be a spot start, but it's a heck of a spot start. He has retired the first 12 batters he has faced and really hasn't given up even the possibility so far of a base hit. So we'll go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. A little trivia on the way for you. And after 3.5, the Hounds lead it by the score of 7-0.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Big left-hander and hard thrower Ronan Kopp is on the pitch. One inning for Jack Little. Gave up a walk, but no damage to go with it. So Jack Little, an inning in two-thirds in the last couple of games, and all he's given up is one walk, but again, nothing to go with it. Ronan Kopp appearing in the Tuesday's game. Trouble with bases on balls and fires here and just misses to Shane McGuire, middle third of the order for the Rockhounds. Ronan walked 5 consecutive batters on Tuesday. And really, command is the only issue. He throws hard, the delivery on the way, and that is up high, ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. The top 30 prospect list for the Dodgers. Big left-hander. Sends the arm straight up in the air and then comes, sets hands held way up high. The 2-0 is outside for ball 3. 3-0. One of the more unusual, kind of an old-fashioned setup. Gets the sign. Brings the hands together, then raises them straight to the sky. They drop down to about brim of the cap high. Turns a bit. Big leg kick. Delivers, and that's down low. Ball 4. There have been a good number of hitters who have had a pretty good time here in the Permian Basin, and some of the pitchers have as well, but a couple of the guys have really struggled, and Ronan is certainly one of those. That is 6 walks he has now issued in this series in just his second appearance. In Tuesday's game, did not get an out. Gave up 2 runs on 5 bases on balls. Now here's Daniel Susak. Pitch. Fastball over the top for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Daniel, a single and a run scored in the first inning, an RBI bounce out in the second. Hounds lead Tulsa 7-0. We're in the bottom half of inning number 4. Short lead at first by McGuire, who has drawn yet another walk. Pitches high and away for a ball. Shane now has 14 walks against 11 strikeouts. Does the Hounds catcher, first baseman in DH. He's catching in this game. Daniel Susak has mentioned, first time playing at first base, and he's already made a terrific play. 1-1 stretch. Pitch swung on, ground ball up middle. That'll be handled by the shortstop Freeland. Goes to Young at second for one on to first. A little high, but the throw is in time. Once Freeland got to that was almost assuredly going to be exactly what it turned into, 6-4-3, the double play. So Gordon Kopp for the first time in this series has some success with a double play. Quickly two men down. The walk is wiped away, and here's Junior Perez. To tell you the tale, just briefly, kind of cool, of a guy who played in a Texas League game about 187 years ago, but he was interesting. His name was Joe Schultz, Jr. Played in a ball game on this date. I knew I'd forget to write down the teams. Happy Saturday. Here's the first pitch by Kopp, and that is popped high in the air by Perez. Right side on the move is Austin Beck, but he will run out of room, and that ball will fall harmlessly on the grass berm and the right field side. Joe Schultz, Jr. Now, Baseball Reference and NationalPastime.com, two of my favorite websites in the entire world, disagree slightly on exactly what Joe did on this date, 1932, in a Texas League game. So I'll go with what National Pastime says. They do pretty good research, too. Perez waits, 0-1 count. Pitch from Kopp down and in. Boy, almost got him on the foot. One ball, one strike. According to NationalPastime.com, Joe Schultz Jr. had a single, two stolen bases, and he scored and did that as a pinch hitter in a Texas League game. Let's see where this at bat goes, but I will give you three possibilities in an all of the above or none of the above for Joe Schultz Jr. Pitch just outside, 2-1. Boy, Kopp thought he had a strike. That was a close pitch. Nobody on and two men down, a walk at a double play. Bottom of the fourth inning, stretch with Perez waiting. Pitch is up high for a ball. The count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Junior with an RBI single, little flare into right field in the first inning. Walked and was thrown out. And thank you, Mike. 7-6-2 on the play. I wrote it down correctly. I wasn't confident enough to say it, naturally. The 3-1 pitch, and that ball lined to left field. That will sink, and it'll drop for a base hit. Junior Perez. Junior 2-for-2 plus a walk. Perez, by the way, has a nice little stretch going. He's now hitting five consecutive games, and he's 8-for-19 in that stretch. A couple of doubles, a couple of homers, and six driven in. He's actually added a seventh RBI over that stretch. So Junior Perez with a not an overly lengthy streak, but a very solid one. One on, but two out, and here is Brennan Malone. He has had a ball game, 2-for-2. Perez runs, pitch is swung on, as looped into center field. Base hit, Perez will come to third with ease. First and third. Well, Junior was off with a pitch. Brennan Malone, he is now 3-for-3 in this game. When Junior was taken off, he can flat run. Perez and Bowman are really fast. A little gamesmanship from Taylor Young tried to convince Junior Perez that was a ground ball. He went into it when he realized he couldn't make the play on the little flare in the center, dropped down as if he was going to field a ground ball. Here's Denzel now, first and third, two men down. Stretch and pitch by Kopp, up high and inside for a ball, 1-0. Well, I mentioned Brennan Malone last 17 games, hitting 160-ish. But in his last three, he is now 6-for-9. And he's also walked a couple of times in that stretch. So Brennan now on base in 8 of his last 11, and he's 6-for-9 at the plate. 1-0 count. Clark waits. Set by Kopp. First and third with two down. Pitch to Denzel. High and away. Ball two. 2-0. A base is loaded. Walk in the first inning for Denzel. Flew out. A fairly well-hit ball, but straightaway center field with the wind as strong as it in, not much of a chance to do any damage. So 0-for-1 with a walk and a ribby. 7-0 Hounds are in the fourth inning. Pitch to Denzel. That'll settle in for a called strike on a breaking pitch. 2-1. Stadium lights on, and they'll slowly now start to take effect in the cloudy, breezy evening tonight. Kopp comes set and raises those hands straight to the sky, then brings him down a bit, delivers, down and in, and that's ball three, 3-1. Perez and Malone, back-to-back singles. They are at third and first, respectively. Set by Kopp, 3-1 to Denzel. Hitters count, 3-1 stretch. Pitch takes flight, swung on and missed, 3-2. On top with a good, lively fastball in 94, and Denzel could not catch it. 3-2, Malone will run from first. With two down in the inning, bottom of the fourth, Hounds with the 7-0 advantage, trying to add to it. And then Kopp settles in, looks at the runner at first, kind of turns his back a little on the batter, breaking pitch, nope, down and in, ball four. Kopp thought he had a strikeout. Well, he really did. I mean, he was, boy, I don't know, 10 feet off the mound, maybe toward the dugout. But we've had three or four just absolute definition embodied of borderline pitches in this game. And that's going to bring a visit from the dugout. Joe Schultz Jr. on this date played in the Texas League game, and according to NationalPastime.com, as a pinch hitter, he got a single, stole two bases, and scored. Which of these is true or are true about Joe Schultz? Was he the manager's son? Was he 14 years old? And was he in eighth grade? Or all of the above, or none of the above? Joe Schultz, Jr. Texas League game, apparently times were far, far different then. I'll look up the teams. I should have done that and did not. Texas League history I find somewhat fascinating, the teams and the names and all that good stuff, 130-plus years of baseball. Here's Jason Rosario. Bases are loaded, two men down, 7-0 Hounds, pitch from Kopp. Down low, ball one. Went for Ronan again. I do not know him personally, but I don't think he was trying to show anybody up on that previous pitch that he thought he had himself a strikeout, and instead it's a walk, and that's the seventh he has allowed in just over one inning of work in this series, actually just under one inning. Stretching the 1-0, and that is down and away for ball two, 2-0. And he did not get an out on Tuesday. That was the morning and afternoon game. He faced five batters, and he walked all five. So he has now faced 10 batters and walked 7 of them in this series, a double play and a single. Bases full, 2-0 count. Rosario waits, pitch by Kopp, swung on and missed. Well, the bottom just absolutely fell out of that delivery. Nicely blocked, actually, by catcher Dalton Rushing with the bases loaded. 2-1 count to Jason Rosario, an RBI single and a strikeout in the inning, in this ballgame. Bases full, 2-1 count. Kopp with the stretch in pitch. Woo, way inside, almost hit him. Ball three, 3-1. And Ronan, big, tall lefty. He is 6'8", 250 pounds. Baldwin Park, California, his home. Comes set, 3-1, bases full. Pitch to Rosario, swings and fouls it away. So Jason went after it, but fouls the pitch away, and it's 3-2. So Kopp trying to avoid any damage on the scoreboard anyway in this inning. We're going to have some guys that you'll have to drag kicking and screaming to the bus when Tulsa heads home tomorrow, and some other guys will probably be on the bus and waiting to go. Kopp comes set, Ronan with the hands again, about even with the brim of the cap, 3-2, bases full, count full, pitch, just outside, and again a borderline pitch, and that will bring home a run. It's 8-0. Boy, and if, just as a baseball fan, if you're Ronan Kopp right now, you're just got to be frustrating. That was, a borderline pitch. He's thrown a couple of them on 3-2, but hasn't gotten either one of the calls, so that is three walks in the inning, along with a couple of base hits, and it's 8-0. Bases full. Here's Cooper. Takes down and away. Good stop by Rushing. Well, Tulsa broke a six-game slide with a 5-2 win last night, based on two or three really good swings of the bat and some outstanding pitching. Really start to finish in that game. The 1-0 stretch and pitch. And that's all the way back to the screen, and that will score a run on the wild pitch. So, boy, it has not been a lot of fun in this series for run and top. In the score is Brendan Malone. All three runners, of course, move up. Count is 2-0 to Cooper Bowman. So Denzel now at third base. Jason Rosario on at second on the wild pitch in the run scoring. Boy, that pitcher's mound has to feel like an island and not a particularly nice one. A 2-0 stretch. Left-hander with a pitch to Cooper, and he takes down the middle. A called strike at 93. Oh, and they get a 2-1 count. Two balls, one strike to the Hounds' third baseman in this game. Cooper 1-for-3, single and a steal to start the bottom of the first inning, and that triggered a 5-run inning. He has struck out and looped out on a good play by Alex Freeland since the shortstop. Pitch down low, 3-1. Right-hander warming in the bullpen. And starter Yon Castro going only 1/3 of an inning in this game for Tulsa, so the bullpen will get some usage tonight. 3-1, and that's down and in, and that's a walk. And that's four of them, and that will reload the bases. Cooper Bowman is on base. The batter will be Jack Winkler, and this will be the eighth batter of the fourth inning for the Hounds. Sent 11 men to the plate. The bottom of the first. 9-0. Two runs across in the inning. RBI walk by Rosario. Then the wild pitch. That run would have scored anyway. Now on the walk to Cooper Bowman. Here is Winkler and Jack takes. That's down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Eighth batter that Ronan Kopp has faced in this inning. Clark at third, Rosario at second, Bowman at first. One ball, no strikes, long set, leg kick and pitch, and that drops down low for a ball, two balls and no strikes. Real quick at our Hilliard Office Solutions, find the solution. Joe Schultz, a pinch hitter in a Texas League game in the state in 1932, single, stole two bases and scored as a pinch hitter. All three of the things I gave you are true. Here's the 2-0 pitch, way high, ball three. Joe Schultz was the son of the manager of that Texas League team, Joe Schultz. He was 14 years old and in eighth grade, and he had a single, two steals, and scored a run. We talk about a father-son night at the ballpark. I shouldn't say only in the Texas League, but that was the Texas League not quite 100 years ago. Joe went on to a good major league career as a longtime manager. 3-0 pitch will get there, called strike 3-1. Bases are loaded. Two men down. Four walks in the inning. The first of them wiped away on a double play. Two runs have scored. Bases full. Pitch, and that is called strike to Winkler. Count goes 3-2 to Jack. Boy, this is one of those games as well with a starter going only a third of an inning where the new schedule really comes into play. And it is, of course, by design. So many concerns now about overusage of pitchers, but Monday is an off day, so that really helps when you're planning bullpen and pitching usage. Here's the 3-2 now by Kopp, and that is swung on and missed, and Winkler out on strikes. So Ronan Kopp comes back and gets a strikeout to get through the inning, but two more runs across. Two runs, two hits, four walks, a double play, and three men left. Other than that, not much happening in that inning. After four, the Rockhounds on top of the Drillers, 9-0.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime.
Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the fifth, Saturday evening baseball, Texas League style. Tell me about a game a long, long time ago. He has fascinating history, 130-plus years of baseball in the Texas League. I'm so glad when MLB brought the old league names back. Remember when play resumed in 2021, everything was renamed, and my gosh, it was boring. Double A Central. Technical term, yuck. Fly ball, popped in the air, right side. Out is Malone, and in and there to make the catch is Denzel Clark. Denzel did not see that initially off the bat up in a gray sky, so he came on and made the play. Wind is blowing a little bit. Not as strong as last night, but still in evidence. And Griffin Lockwood Powell pops out to Denzel watching the replay here. And yep, he got it. And anything in the air last night was really the case. Anything hit in the air was an absolute adventure. And it's a little bit that way tonight, as it is so often in West Texas. So one away, Lockwood Powell pops out. Here is Brendan Davis. 9-0 ball game, but there's another side of that coin out there on the mound of Jack Cushing. This pitch popped in the air. Shallow center coming on Perez. Ball will blow actually to Denzel, and he will make the catch. Three Rockhounds in the vicinity. Second baseman Brennan Malone, center fielder Junior Perez, and it's Denzel. Two pitches into the inning, two pop-outs, both to Denzel Clark. Two men down, and here's Austin Beck. So Brendan Davis and Griffin Lockwood Powell both popping out to Denzel, and there's Austin Beck, right-handed hitter. 0-for-1 in this game against his former team. Takes down the middle, called strike from Cushing, 0-1. Jack into his fifth inning of work. Spot starter, but again, very comfortable in that role. As we said, that's been his primary role in his career. Pitched down and away for a ball, 1-1. Beck bounced out his first time up. It was Cooper Bowman, who was playing third base in this game, to Daniel Susak, who's making his first ever appearance at first base, and Daniel caught a high, wide throw and turned it into an out. Pitched down and away from the right-hander, Jack Cushing, and it's 2-1 to Beck. 3-for-10 with a home run, couple of ribbies in the series. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, comes up empty, 2-2. Jack in 4 2/3 innings has 5 strikeouts. And that's about it. Helped his own cause in the very first batter up in the game, Alex Freeland. Ball was hit to second baseman Brennan Malone. Daniel Susak also had pursued it, so Jack had to cover the bag, but did nicely. 2-2 count, stretch and pitch. Beck swings and misses. He's out on strikes. Jack Cushing has recorded 5 perfect innings with 6 strikeouts. So it is a lopsided game, but not without its share of drama, to be sure. We are midway through our broadcast in this ball game tonight. And the Rockhounds lead the Drillers to the bottom of the fifth, 9-0.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovented is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovented proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Boy, a tale of two ball games tonight. 9-0, Rockhounds lead this game. Colby Thomas will lead it off in the fifth, the only man not to bat in the Rockhounds' fourth inning. And takes a called strike from Ronan Kopp, outside edge, 0-1. Hounds, 9. Tulsa, nothing. Jack Cushing, 5 perfect innings. Colby Witt's pitch went down the middle, though. Might have dropped low. 1-1. So Ronan Kopp in that fourth inning, couple of hits, 4 walks, couple of runs. Bases 3, 4, and 5 in the Hounds order here. Swing and a miss, and a good pitch down and in. Swung and a miss by Colby. 1-2. Colby 1-for-3, infield single and a run scored. Hits in 4 out of 5 games in this series. 7-for-20. That's 350. That's not bad. Swing and a high pop foul. That will get out of play. Count is 1-2. Well, a couple of quick notes from Major League Baseball today. J.D. Martinez, former Corpus Christi Hook, hit a home run with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th inning in New York, broke up a potential no-hitter for the Atlanta Braves. Pitch down low for a ball, 2-2. Braves won the game 4-1, but Martinez broke up the no-hitter. Max Fried went 7 innings in that game. The bullpen made it interesting and got 26 out of the 27 outs, and Martinez broke it up with a solo home run to J.D. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Colby Thomas out on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ronan Kopp, so he extracts a modicum of revenge. When the Tigers jumped all over the Astros and Christian Javier today, a 7-run second inning, including a grand slam home run, 8-2, Tigers beat the Astros. Good breaking pitch, a backup delivery, finds the inside corner to Shane McGuire. It's 0-1. There's some activity behind Kopp in the bullpen. Of course, anymore, it's not so much innings pitched, it's pitches thrown, but he is into his second inning of work. 0-1, that'll find the outside corner, quick 0-2, so a whole different inning and a whole different take on the game for Ronan Kopp in this inning. Shane McGuire up 3 times on base, all 3. 2 singles and a walk, takes just outside, 1-2. RBI single and a run scored in the first, single and scored in the second, walked in the fourth. Kopp comes set, 1-2 count, lefty-lefty matchup. Pitch right down the chute, called third strike. Well, Shane McGuire does not get caught looking very often. Good solid pitch by Kopp, and boy, you really got to tip your cap to him. He's come back and now struck out 3 consecutive batters after just absolutely struggling in this series. Daniel Susak, the batter, 1-for-3 with a single, a run scored, and had an RBI and a bounce out. Nobody on, 2 out, bottom of the 5th inning. Kopp's pitch right there, called strike at the knees. Baseball is a goofy game. Ronan Kopp, in an inning plus, had walked 9 batters. He has now struck out 3 in a row. The 0-1 pitch, and that is nubbed foul. It's an 0-2 count to Susak. Faced 5 batters, walked them all on Tuesday. Gave up 4 walks and a couple of hits with 1 strikeout in the 4th inning of this game, and now has struck out 3 batters in a row overall. two in this inning, and he's an 0-2 count now on Susak. 0-2 stretch and pitch. Bounced it foul. Count stays 0-2. Maybe totals after this half inning, and also set up a really good pitching matchup tomorrow. One of the higher profile matchups anywhere in AA baseball. Maybe one of the really good matchups in all the minors. Teams will conclude their series tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock. Teams will meet later this year at One Oak Field in Tulsa. 0-2 stretch. Pitch by Top, and that one sailed away from him. Up and away. Count is 1-2. By the way, Rangers have been playing better ball of late. They're 4 games over .500. They lead Colorado 2-1, top of the 6th in Denver. Here's the 1-2. Bouncing ball foul, well wide at third. Count stays 1-2 to Daniel Susak. Double-check the wind in that last timeout between innings, and it has definitely increased. It's now 17-plus. Hope it doesn't get any stronger than that. Don't want to mess with the fireworks these folks have come out to see, along with the ball game. 1-2 pitch, pop foul, straight back out of play. Still 1-2, so Susak and Kopp doing business and doing battle. Here, base is empty, 2 down. Some stirring in the bullpen, and I was not paying attention to that. I think there is activity. I think Jackson Knight may be over. There's a swing and a miss. Susak out on strikes. That is absolutely crazy. 9 walks in an inning plus, and Ronan Kopp comes back and strikes out the side, and 4 batters in a row overall. Rockhounds go in order for the first time in this ball game. So, yep, Hounds will go to the bullpen. Boy, we'll give you numbers on Jack Cushing when we come back in a moment. What a performance tonight. By the right-hander returning to a starting role. It might have been a spot start, but it was a good one. After 5, Rockhounds 9 and Tulsa nothing.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Sometimes it is very easy to tell you how good a performance has been. Jack Cushing gets the start in this game, again with the Rockhounds rotation and a little bit of a shuffle, at least temporarily so. Jack Cushing goes 5 innings and strikes out 6 batters. That was it. He faced 15 batters. He retired 15 batters, struck out 6 of them. And really didn't give up anything even close to a base hit. There were 2 close plays at first base. One was on a slightly wide throw. The other was the very first batter of the game with Jack covering the bag at first, and that was a close play. Really, that was it. Just tremendous. Chase Cohen on to pitch. Second pitcher from Alpharetta, Georgia to appear in this ball game. And Chase out of the Rockhounds bullpen. He'll face the bottom third of the order. Here's Lolo Sanchez. Drops one down to the dirt, 1-0. So Chase Cohen out of the Hounds bullpen gets you the numbers in this ball game. Of course, it's way for the Drillers, frustratingly easy. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Chase, just inside, 2. Drillers, no runs, no hits, no errors. Rockhounds, 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors. And everybody contributing. Stretching the 2-0. Boy, that misses. That's 3. 3-0. Command has not in his career been an issue at all for Chase Cohen, but it sure is here as he comes on in relief. Makes his 10th appearance of the year. 3-0 pitch. That'll get there. Called 3-1. Lolo Sanchez, Brandon Lewis, and Bubba Alin to face the right-hander. Chase, 8 innings, 5 hits, 6 walks, 11 strikeouts. From the belt, 3-1 stretch and pitch. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop. Jack Winkler, edge of the grass, makes the play and the throw in time for the out. Daniel Susak handles that. Most everything has been routine in that regard for Daniel, but again, playing there now, obviously he's worked out at first base, but this is the first game that he has played there. That throw actually just maybe a little bit low, but made that play and made the terrific catch way back in the second inning, the good catch and tag. Here's Brandon Lewis now. Struck out looking his first time up. Cohen's pitch inside corner, a backup delivery 0-1. Sunday afternoon baseball tomorrow, Justin Robleski, top 10 prospect for the L.A. Dodgers, left-hander, against top 15 prospect Roiber Salinas for the Rockhounds. His return to the Hounds, pitch swung on and fouled back. So that is a very good matchup for the matinee and the finale of this series. Hounds, as mentioned, on the road, Springfield, Missouri, next Tuesday. Six-game set. And then on to Frisco, Texas, a week from Tuesday for a six-gamer before returning home. 0-2 pitch from Chase. Fouled straight back. Still 0-2. Drillers on their way back to One Oak Field. They will host the Wichita Wind Surge North Division matchup. And that'll start on Tuesday as well, Tuesday through Sunday, at the gorgeous home of the Drillers, One Oak Field. 0-2 count to Brandon Lewis. Stretch and pitch by Chase. Way outside for a ball. 1-2 the count. Mention tomorrow game number 33 of the 69-game half. 1-2 stretch. Pitch by Cohen. Swung on and missed. He got him. Pitch down and away. Check the velocity on that pitch. It shows that guy 84. Off speed. And Lewis out in front reaching, so strikeout for Chase Cohen. Seventh strikeout for Hounds pitching overall. And Jack Cushing, 15 batters faced, 15 batters retired, half a dozen whips. Here's Bubba Alin, switch hitter. Batting from the left side, waggles that bat around as he waits, takes down low for ball one, one ball, no strikes. So Tuesday night, we'll greet you from Hammonds Field in Springfield, and midway through that game, the first half is half over. And then you start counting down number of games remaining. My, it goes quickly. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Outside high for a ball, 2-0. Great friend, a voice of the Corpus Christi Hooks, Michael Coffin, was saying during their recent visit here, he thought the season was going by really fast, and I kind of agreed. It didn't really occur to me, and now all of a sudden, the half is almost half over. Bounce around towards second. Malone makes the play. Boy, that ball was spinning like a top. Brennan had to reach for that a little bit. He makes the play, underhands to Susak for the out. It is 18 up and 18 down for Rockhounds pitching as Chase Cohen adds a scoreless inning. I'll tell you about one of the really cool people in franchise history in our retrospective of this franchise.
95 Angels would be the first team to play for the league championship since the 75 Cubs, and they did it largely with power. At one point in May, the duo of George Arias and Todd Green had combined to get more home runs than six of the other seven Texas League teams. George would finish with a league-leading 30, and Todd, who was promoted to AAA in early July, finished with 40, 26 of them here. Actually, he hit 27, but one of them became the most remarkable double in franchise history. With 8 days remaining in a heated three-way first-half pennant race, the Angels hosted San Antonio at Christensen Stadium. The wind was strong and was blowing inward, which was unusual. In one of the dumbest decisions ever, Texas League umpiring had been reduced to two-man crews. Keep that in mind. Todd Green absolutely scorched a high drive to left field into the wind. There is no doubt about the following. In fact, there was video evidence. Todd's fly ball sailed over the outfield wall and hit about three-quarters of the way up the left field light standard, a massive drive. But the ball hit flush and caromed back down to the outfield grass. the umpire making the call lost track of the flight of the ball and ruled it in play. Todd stood at second base stunned. Manager Mario Mendoza understandably lost his mind, but the call stood, the most remarkable double in franchise history.
In one of our two editions tomorrow, I'll tell you another great, a great sidebar story about Todd Green. And no matter who you like, who you don't like, who you're rooting for, I think you will absolutely love it. Great, great stuff. Michael Hobbs is on to pitch. Boy, just that quickly, welcome to the game. A pitch clock violation. It's the third today for Tulsa. Boy, a couple of innings. What a journey here in West Texas for Ronan Kopp. Pitch swung on, bounced foul by Junior Perez, 1-1. Perez, Brennan Malone, and Denzel Clark in the Rockhounds' sixth. Hounds lead 9-0, and the Drillers have been 18 up and 18 down through six innings. Michael Hobbs out of the bullpen, 2.77 ERA, very, very good number in nine appearances, making his 10th, of course. Pitch down low for a ball, count goes 2-1. Junior in this game, 2-for-2 plus a walk. He scored twice and driven in a run. The 2-1 pitch, and that's way inside for a ball. Three balls, one strike. Ronan Kopp, as you mentioned, he pitched on Tuesday, did not retire a batter, so he faced five batters. And goes two innings in this game. He walked four batters in the fourth and then struck out the last four batters he faced. Go figure. 3-1 pitch, swung on it, popped in the air, out and back to second base. Taylor Young, I believe. Boy, that ball was a mile and a half in the air. Young finally caught it. And actually had to flex to the knees a little bit. That wind again is 15-plus. And there are times when Mother Nature kind of too much for a 6-ounce baseball to resist. Boy, Taylor Young made that catch, but it was an adventure. Thought for a moment that ball was just going to fly away somewhere. Here's Brennan Malone. He is 3-for-3, two singles and a double. Takes outside for a ball from Hobbs, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Michael Hobbs, in addition to that 2.77 ERA, 9 hits in 13 innings, 8 walks, 12 strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch is way up and in. Count goes two balls and no strikes. 2-0 to Brennan Malone. RBI single in the first. RBI double in the second. Singled and scored in the fourth. Rockhounds lead Tulsa 9-0. 2-0 stretch. It swung on and missed. 2-1. Brennan moving to second base. Again, Gregorio Petit moving the infield around a little bit, giving a look at Daniel Susak playing first base in this game. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Called strike, outside corner, 2-2. Brennan, right-hand hitter, slightly open stance, digs back in. 2-2 count, nobody on, and one man down in the sixth inning. Hobbs of the pitch. Oh, Tapper didn't mean to. Going to be a tough play. Charging. Shortstop Freeland. No way to get there. Ball deflected off the glove for an infield single and a four-hit game for Brennan Malone. Well, that one really didn't mean to. And excuse me swing, but a base hit nonetheless. Well, I always get a kick out of the minor league baseball website scoreboard. Well, I guess it's six innings now. I think if any team anywhere is, I'm going to see if Brennan's okay. It's interesting. It's his right forearm. Eric Fast, athletic trainer, is out. Eric's smiling. That's always a good thing. Boy, Brennan got one on the chin a couple of nights ago. Split his chin open pretty good, and he was back in after one day. Something with the left arm, but he is all right. Might have been a bit of a collision at first base. One on and one man down, but he's 4-for-4. Here's Denzel. 0-for-1, two walks, takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. The minor league MILB.com website, if a team has not allowed a hit through five innings, it posts a little note, no hitter, perfect game, meaning that possibility. I think that's a little far in advance. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-1. However, through six innings, it's 18 up, 18 down for the Drillers. Browns lead 9-0 here. Frisco leads San Antonio 9-1 in the Metroplex. Pitch, fastball strike, outside half, 1-2. Time called for it. Granted to Denzel Clark. Boy, runs have been absolutely tough as the Dickens to come by in Corpus Christi. Bottom of the seventh at the beach. Corpus 2, Amarillo nothing. A 1-0 game there a couple of nights ago. I think 2-1, 3-2 last night with Amarillo winning. 1-2 pitch, swung on and fouled at the plate. Count stays 1-2. Arkansas defeated Wichita just a bit earlier, 5-1 the score. That was at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. And Springfield and Northwest Arkansas, boy, they're going to the 11th inning. A 5-5 tie at Springdale. 1-2 count, Clark waits, one on and one out. Pitch to Denzel, ground ball sharply hit, but knocked down nicely by third baseman, but no play for Brendan Davis. Boy, that was a sharply hit ball. So for Denzel, he's 1-2. Stopping at second is Malone. Well, that was a sharply hit ball. I'm sure Davis would like another shot at it. I'm going to give a look at this, though. Denzel reached out and yanked it. Davis slid to his left, made a really good effort, and he saves a base. Now, again, this is a fairly lopsided game, but he still saves a base, I would think, with that play. 2-1 and one man down. Denzel now a base hit. I think Jack Winkler is the only Rockhound not to have a hit in this game, but he's been on base twice. Now a visit to the mound by catcher Dalton Rushing. So Gregorio Petit will visit with base runner Brendan Malone. And Brendan will head back to second base. Cancer Awareness Weekend here, and again, those gorgeous jerseys Hounds are wearing. Not always the biggest fan of specialty stuff, but this is, boy, really, really cool. The black jerseys with gorgeous deep pink trim in the Rockhounds logo, and Brendan wearing, I believe, wristbands in the pink color. Of course, Cancer Awareness representing. First pitch, a swing. Oh, my, foul tip, and that one got Rushing a little bit. Jason Rosario down in the count, 0-1, swinging strike. 2-1, 1-out, sixth inning. Hounds with a 9-0 advantage in this game. Long set by the right-hander, delivery, breaking pitch, stays just high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman on deck. And barring a double play, he will come to the plate for the fifth time in this game, and it's the sixth inning. And again, meanwhile, Tulsa 18 up, 18 down. 0-1 count. Pitch by Hobbs, swung on and missed. Check me, it's now 1-2. Correct it. One ball, two strikes. Jason, an RBI single, really good at bat way back in the first inning, part of that five-run inning. He struck out in the third, bases loaded, walk in the fourth. So a couple of ribbies. Rosario waits, two men on. Pitch swung on and missed. Well, carved him up, down and in. Michael Hobbs comes back with a strikeout after a couple of infield singles. Although the second of those was sharply hit. That was kept in the infield thanks to a good play by Brendan Davis. So 2-1 and two men down. Cooper the batter. He's 1-3. But started things off in the bottom of the first inning with a single, a steal, and scored a run, and the Hounds were off and running. He walked in the fourth. He's 1-3. Somebody asked for time. Cooper steps back in. Brendan Malone at second base. Denzel Clark at first. Bottom of the sixth inning. Strike chain pitch. Good backup delivery. Got there. Called strike, going one. Cooper on the year up to the moment, I believe, at 195. And again, that's been coming up. Swing and a miss. I jinxed him again. It's 0-2. We'll put the numbers aside, Cooper. Back-to-back singles by Malone and Clark here in the sixth inning. Hounds trying to add to an already substantial lead, a 9-0 game. Don't think there was any activity in the bullpen, so Chase Cohen appears will go a couple. Here's the 0-2 pitch, down and away. And a count 1-2 to the Hounds' third baseman. Primarily the second baseman, but of course that's part of the deal now, so much more so than ever, guys getting opportunities in multiple positions. Some thought expressed by some of the prospect list that Cooper would get some time in the outfield, which he did last year. And the more things you can do and give yourself a better chance to move up. And of course, these two big league organizations are at different spots right now. The Dodgers, of course, their payroll is absolutely astounding. A little tougher to reach the ultimate level if you're remember the Dodgers farm. Here's a ground ball down the third baseline. It's a fair ball. Cooper Bowman sent that right inside the bag. That will score one. That will score two. Denzel coming home. The throw going to be close, but not in time. Two-run double. Cooper Bowman, 11-0. Rockhounds. Sharply hit ball just inside the bag, down the line and into the corner, and Cooper drives in a pair. You know, one of the things we've been talking about, Cooper, he has found a way to really contribute. Again, the average has come up. He is now hitting 9 straight games, and with this evening included right about 300 over those 10 games, or 9 rather. But even when the average was in that 160 range, he has contributed. These two RBIs bring his season total to 20. And that ties for the team lead with Colby Thomas. Pitch misses to Jack Winkler, 1-0, no strikes. So the Hounds just laying it on here. It's an 11-0 ball game. Cooper 2-for-4, a run and 2 ribbies. Important, of course, for his personal growth in the organization, trying to move up, and important, too, for the Rockhounds, especially with the absence of Jacob Wilson. 2-0 count is the pitch missing to Jack. Runner in scoring position, 2 out. Jack Winkler 0-for-2. Walk, strikeout, walk, strikeout. Swing sends a little looper in the shallow right. Center base hit. That was going to score a run, and every Hound now has a base hit. It is a dozen on the board for the Hounds. Jack Winkler brings home Cooper Bowman. That's Jack's 20th RBI of the season. Just an inside-out swing and a slicing line drive into right center field. Rockhounds have scored 3 in the inning. That's going to bring yet another visit to the mound. So it is a 12-0 ball game. And boy, tough, tough types of games to pitch in. Just feel like you're kind of pitching uphill, if that makes sense. I mean, it can be contagious. So Michael Hobbs getting the conversation with one of the pitching coaches. Boy, he's got one stylish mustache, does Michael Hobbs. Just on a close look at him on the in-house video feed. So runner in first base is Jack Winkler. And the batter is Colby Thomas. Colby 1-for-4 with an infield single. And Caden Trinkle will pinch hit for him, actually. So Colby's day is done, and Caden will get a chance here at the plate. Again, with the Rockhounds leading 12-0. Colby finishes 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. Caden takes down low for a ball. 1-ball, no strikes. Caden also an outfielder by trade, so he'll take Colby's spot. Caden has played both corners quite a bit. 1-0 the count, 1 on and 2 men down. He takes high strike, 1-1. Lost a little 3-game hit streak yesterday, but hits in 3 of his last 4 for Caden Trinkle. And he's 5-for-11 in that stretch, pretty solid. Here's the 1-1. The backdoor pitch just high and wide, 2 balls and 1 strike. Boy, Hounds got off to a fast start and have simply not looked back in this game, 12-0. And, well, I mean, a completely a absolutely tale of two games. We have something, I think, off the grass berm. So, Gregorio is going to go clean that up. That away, G. The ball got loose off the berm, so Gregorio Petit will handle that. And saves the long run for Lolo Sanchez from left field for the Drillers. Jack Winkler on base. And Bowman and Winkler both joining Colby Thomas with 20 runs batted in for the Hounds. A swing and a miss. It's 2-2. I guess I don't always jinx them. The Hounds came in. I just noticed today the Rockhounds lead all of AA in runs scored. Came in with 168, and well, they've bumped that up to 180 runs. That coming in. This is the 32nd game of the season. Bouncer foul. Count stays 2-2 to Caden. We got a fireworks night and the home team leading big. So often you see the opposite of that. It's one of the Murphy's Laws, especially in minor league baseball. Here's the 2-2 stretch. Long set. Kick and pitch to the plate. Swung on, pop foul out of play. One of our franchise retrospectives comes up. We'll tell you about it. It wasn't a fireworks night, but a very similar event that turned into a remarkable comeback way, way back in the Angels' days. Winkler takes the lead. Tulsa, of course, not holding him on. Pitch is swung on, fouled back again. So Caden Trinkel hanging in there. He's fouled off 3 2-strike pitches. Last of the sixth inning. Boy, a lot of offense for the Rockhounds. 4 more hits in this inning, so it's 12 runs on 15 base hits. Some walks in the mix as well. Trinkle waits, 2-2. Caden stirs that bat over the left shoulder as he waits, takes just down and away, 3-2. Always thought such a challenge if you were, say, a member of the Tulsa bullpen and there is activity as well. I mean, you're coming into a game where the opposition is just absolutely rolling. It's been a rough night all the way. And, boy, you just try to somehow just refocus on just getting through your inning or innings, as the case may be. But boy, that can be easier and more easily said than done. Count pulled a Trinkle. Be the ninth pitch of this plate appearance. The delivery runner goes, and the pitch is swung on and missed. So Caden Trinkle out on strikes. Couple of whiffs for Michael Hobbs in the inning, but the Rockhounds also come up with a 3-spot, 3 runs on 4 base hits, no errors, and a man left on. So we'll go to the top half of the seventh, Momentum Bank Ballpark on a fireworks night. And after 6 complete, the Rockhounds have expanded the lead. It's now 12-0.
For ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the stretch inning and top of the order for Tulsa. Alex Freeland will face Chase Cohen. And again, 12-0, but this game is not without drama, that's for sure. Pitch high and away for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Freeland has bounced out twice to second base. First one back in the first inning with Jack Cushing covering the bag on a good play. The 1-0 stretch and pitch by Cohen. Lifted high in the air. Pop foul out of play. Shane McGuire gives a long look, but he's out of room. And that will find its way all the way to the roof. Alex Freeland, Taylor Young, and Dalton Rushing. This is the top of the seventh, and it is the third time through the order. Chase comes set. Infield really playing the left-handed hitter to pull. Pitch to Freeland is swung on and fouled away. Count 1-2. Alex is a switch hitter batting from the left side. And as the Hounds so often do against the left-handed hitter, Cooper Bowman, who is the third baseman tonight for the Hounds, is really playing the shortstop position. And second baseman, or shortstop rather, Jack Winkler is playing just to the left of the bag and back on the edge of the dirt. Got to keep those feet on the dirt, of course, till that pitch is thrown. One ball, two strikes. Cohen comes set. Delays a little this time, as he has done often this season. Pitch on the way, swung on the line left side, and then is knocked down. Going to be retrieved. Throw, and they got him! Oh, my goodness, Cooper Bowman deflected it. Jack Winkler retrieved it. The throw to first is in time. Glorioski zero. That ball was ripped by Freeland. Cooper, boy, he almost, can't believe he did that on purpose, but the ball, he deflected it with the glove, and it looked like he pushed it with his right hand to Winkler. That play goes 5-6-3. 1 man down in the seventh. What a play that was. Here is Taylor Young. 0-for-2, both on strikes, and he has had such a good series. Takes a called strike, it's 0-1. Dalton Rushing on deck. Hits from Cohen down low, and that's ball one. One ball and one strike. Chase went 3-0 to Lolo Sanchez when he came into the game. They got him to bounce out on a 3-1 pitch. One down in the seventh, but what an out that is. 0-1 pitch. Check me. 1-1 pitch down away. Two balls, one strike. 2-1 is the correct count. Taylor Young, 293 coming into this game. Again, his average going up 37 points in this series. He waits. 2-1 count. Pitch by Cohen. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball away. 2-2. Cancer Awareness Weekend. And before the seventh inning stretch, I believe we're doing it again tonight. Going to be just a moment of recognition involving those who are special to fans in the stands and some of us in the press box down and away for a ball. It's 2, make it 3-2. Full count now with Taylor Young at the plate. Daniel Susak fairly shallow at first base. Rest of the infield back. 3-2 count. Cohen comes set. Pitch on the way to Taylor Young, swung on, high fly ball, left field. This is well struck, going to run out of steam, and over to make the catch in the left field corner is Caden Trinkle. Well, when Young got a hold of that, again, the wind, remember, is strong. On a calm evening, that has a chance to do damage. Watching how far, yeah, Caden really in that left field corner. That was a well-hit ball. As much as the short porch in right field, a lot of stuff gets out. Left field, that is a lot of wide open space. Here's Dalton Rushing. Swings ground ball right side. Daniel Susak will up, couldn't make the play, but it goes to the second baseman, and Malloon makes the play with Cohen covering. What an intriguing inning that was. Really good play by Malloon. That's a second 4-1 putout the Rockhounds have made in this ball game. So Drew Butler's just going to go straight to take me out to the ball game. So not going to do the cancer awareness thing tonight. That was done last evening. Very, very nice moment of this ballpark. Well, middle of the seventh inning. And indeed, it is take me out to the ball game time in multiple keys. Oh, my goodness. Seventh inning stretch, Rockhounds 12 and Tulsa nothing.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Right-hander Antonio Knowles will come out of the Tulsa bullpen. Again, bullpen got a lot of work tonight. Starter Yoan Castro going just one-third of an inning. So for Michael Hobbs, he goes one inning, pitching in the sixth, and gave up four base hits, gave up three runs. Make sure I have all the totals correct. Three runs, all of them earned. He did not walk a batter, struck out two. As the Hounds expand the lead now to a 12-0 game. And again, boy, one just remarkable defensive play. On the last one, just a moment ago, Dalton rushing, sent a ball between first and second. Daniel Susak tried to get there. The ball got under his glove, and Brendan Malone backed him up, made the catch. But the other side of that, Chase Cohen, whoever the pitcher is, it was Chase, in this case, has to get to the bag and make a fairly difficult catch, but he did. Here's Shane McGuire leading it off in the bottom of the seventh inning, middle third of the order for the Hounds. Pitch down low and in, ball one from Antonio Knowles. Non-Googleable trivia coming up in just a moment. Check the number on Antonio as he comes into this ball game in the last of the seventh, 12-0 Hounds. Pitch down and in, ball two, but boy, a two-sided coin in this one. 12-0 does not sound like a whole lot of drama, but there is a whole lot of drama. And to get to seven innings complete, and I think that officially qualifies, 2-0 pitch. And that is sliced foul out of play, left side, 2-1. Tulsa Drillers, 21 up, 21 down. Antonio Knowles. And it's a very good bullpen. They have struggled a couple of times in this series, but the Tulsa bullpen has been very good. Here's the 2-1 pitch ground ball. That's down the right field line, just foul. Shane thought that was fair. No argument from Darryl Kennedy, and that's the litmus test right there. Antonio Knowles with a 1.65 earned run average in 10 appearances. 7 hits in 16 and a third coming in, 8 walks, 19 strikeouts, a whip of sub-1, 0.92. That's good work. Daniel Susak and Junior Perez to follow here in the Rockhound 7th. Knowles with the pitch, and that's bounced foul. This, of course, is baseball. We can't say anymore that there is not a clock ticking. There is one. And that's the pitch clock, and that's A-OK with a whole bunch of us. But remember, in baseball, you can extend the game through a week from Thursday if you get enough going. So the issue is not completely no longer in doubt. Line drive, center field, move it in, making the catch is a lean. Line drive into Bubba's glove in center field, one man down on a well-hit ball by Shane McGuire. And I have now covered up the trivia page. Thank you very much. So organized. This is one of my favorites because I think it's such a grand gesture. It was on this date way back, 1950. The senator from Connecticut had a great idea. Check swing, did he go, appeal, and no. Daniel Susak, 1-for-4, an RBI bounce out, and a single and a run scored. Senator named Abe Ribicoff. Which sounds notable. I keep forgetting to look him up the rest of the way. Pitch down and in, 2-0. Abe Ribicoff had a terrific idea. He introduced legislation in the United States Senate on this date in 1950, creating National Baseball Day. That's cool. Abe Ribicoff, senator from Connecticut. Pitch, down and in for a ball, 3-0. The day designed to honor the birthday of Major General Abner Doubleday and recognizing baseball, the bill authorizes the president to issue an annual proclamation urging us to celebrate the day. Pitch. And that's called strike 3-1. Celebrate with special events and ceremonies. So the bill was introduced on this date in 1950. So it's just basic trivia. When is National Baseball Day? Introduced on this date by Senator Abe Ripigoth of Connecticut, called strike 3-2. I will give you a moment. If you are a quick Googler, and you probably are, you can perhaps Google that. Here's the three-ball, two-strike stretch kick and pitch by Knowles, and a bouncer foul. Daniel out in front of that a little bit, but got a piece of it, 3-2. Bottom of the seventh inning, Rockhounds 12, Tulsa nothing. There's activity in the bullpen, so Chase Cohen going two innings. Boy, it got dicey. But six up, six down after Jack Cushing retired the game's first 15. 3-2 pitch, punch foul. Good protective swing there by Daniel Susak. Count 3-2. So Antonio Knowles, a 3-0 count. He's now run it full and a couple of foul balls away. Antonio from Key West, Florida, 6 feet, 195 is the right-hander. Full count. Susak waits. Pitch by Knowles. Nope, way down and away. Ball four. Well, it doesn't happen very often. That is Daniel Susak's fourth walk of the season. Bases on balls have been a bit of an issue. That's nine of them for Tulsa pitching tonight, along with 15 Rockhounds hits. Here's Junior Perez. All righty, non-Googleable, although you may have Googled already. When is National Baseball Day? Designed on this date by Connecticut Senator Abe Ripigoth. We can't find it. Pitch right down the chute, but maybe a bit low to Junior. Ball one. Here's the reason you can't find National Baseball Day anywhere. The legislation failed. Now, come on. 1-0 pitch is swung and followed. Now, look, Abner Doubleday had absolutely nothing to do with the creation of baseball, and it was designed to honor his birthday. But National Baseball Day, nope. The legislation failed to pass, which makes me wonder a little bit about Connecticut Senator Abe Ripigoth, or maybe just about the rest of the United States Senate. Come on. Come on. It was probably all gentlemen at that time. No National Baseball Day. Like this. Mike Markham says every day should be National Baseball Day during the season. Yeah, there you go. Hey, Abe. See? Check swing. Did he go? He did. 1-2. Which means that Mike is far more bright, that's beautifully put, Bob, than Senator Abe Ripigoth, who could not get a piece of legislation designated National Baseball Day. Boy, I bet he was effective when it got down to serious stuff, huh? That had to have hurt his reelection chances, I'm just saying. One ball and two strikes to count. Okay, so today is National Baseball Day. Pitch down and in, ball two, 2-2. Well, it's a dickens of a baseball day here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. And again, the drama when the Rockhounds are at the plate, not all that thick. But when the Drillers come back to the dish in the eighth inning, it is ultra dramatic. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, foul back. Junior with a 2-for-3 ball game. He's singled twice, scored both times. He's driven in a run and also walked back in the second inning. Popped out on that windblown fly ball right on the edge of the grass and dirt in the behind second base that Taylor Young so carefully guided into the glove. Pitch to Junior, takes down and away. Ball three, 3-2. Runner at first base is Daniel Susak. One man down, bottom of the seventh. Hounds got a five-run first inning, and in that regard, if not look back, swinging a high fly ball right field, drifting over toward the line. Wind is going to push this, going to get dicey, and does it get out of play? It's out of our line of sight. Yep, ball just dropped to the base of the grass berm. There's a group of, I don't know, 15, maybe 20 kids on that grass berm, and they thought they had a foul ball, but Austin Beck and delighted them. He made the play and then tossed the ball gently up on the berm, and the herd of kids followed it. Great sight. Still a full count to Junior Perez. One on, one out, seventh inning. Pitch on the way to Junior, swings and drives one in the gap to left center field. Anybody going to get to that? I don't think so. Reaching up over the shoulder. Oh, my goodness. Catch made on the run by Aline. Bubba Aline. Boy, that is an absolute gorgeous catch. Now, the wind slowed that ball down just a little, but Bubba Aline made that catch over the shoulder, back to the plate on the run. Boy, that was terrific. Two men down in the inning. Now Brendan Malone, and while the score is 12-0, Brendan takes a backup pitch inside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Brendan Malone bidding for a five-hit game. He is 4-for-4. RBI single in the first, RBI double in the second. Singled and scored in both the fourth and sixth innings. 1-0 pitch, inside half, called strike, 1-1. So Antonio Knowles, one base on balls, a line drive to center that was handled with relative ease, and then a drive to deep left center that was handled on a terrific catch, both by Bubba Aline. Pitch swung on, popped in the air right field. It'll carry a little. Wind is pushing. This ball has got a chance. Up over the shoulder, Austin Beck makes a nice catch. Boy, two really good plays in the outfield by Tulsa in that inning. I know it's 12-0, but, boy, those are very good plays. Again, that bullpen fence, and Austin Beck made that catch right along the edge of it. No runs or hits, a walk and a man left, and we are bound for the top of the eighth. And there is drama, despite the score, which reads Rockhounds 12, Tulsa nothing.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Right-hander Seth Elledge, who has just joined the Rockhounds, was signed as a minor league free agent by the A's on May 3rd, so he is very new to the organization. And boy, welcome. He comes into this ball game, and in one sense, not a lot of drama. In another sense, absolutely overwhelming drama. Given the totals through seven, and that should pretty well explain why. Make sure my totals are up to date. Rockhounds have 12 runs on 15 base hits. They've also been gifted with 8, make it 9 bases on balls. 5-run first inning, and they have not looked back in that since. 12-15-0 for the Rockhounds. For the Tulsa Drillers, through 7 innings, 21 up, 21 down. No runs, no hits, no errors. Middle third of the order, Griffin Lockwood Powell, Brendan Davis, and Austin Beck. So here is Griffin Lockwood Powell. And time now, and Shane McGuire wants to go out and have a quick word with Seth Elledge. So two innings for Chase Cohen. Boy, it got interesting. Chase went 3-0 to the first batter he faced, and then had two baseballs that certainly both had a chance to get down for base hits in the seventh. Spectacular play, Cooper Bowman, Jack Winkler, and on to Daniel Susak. Wasn't a double play. It was a deflection. Now Lockwood Powell ready. So are the Hounds. Top of the eighth. Pitch by Elledge. Strike call. Knee high. Outside corner. Seth with experience at this level and above. In fact, he pitched for three different AAA clubs a year ago. So he has been there, done that. Right-hander set. 0-1 pitch. Outside corner called strike two. Lockwood Powell, a strikeout in the second, flew out to right field in the fifth. Seth Elledge making his second appearance, went one inning. Just had a three up, three down inning earlier in this series. Seth comes set, 0-2 count. Lockwood Powell waits, right-handed hitter. 0-2 stretch, kick and pitch. Nope, that'll go outside for a ball, 1-2. If I did not say, Brendan Davis and Austin Beck, the former Rockhound, to follow here in the eighth inning. Fifth game of a six-game series. Stretch by Elledge in the 1-2 pitch, way high and away, and count 2-2. Hounds won the first three, Tulsa winning last night on a score of 5-2. Elledge is set, 2-2 count. Tulsa first baseman waits. Lockwood Powell, there's a 2-2 pitch, and that ball lifted in the air, right field. Denzel Clark going back. And, boy, had to leave his feet to make that catch a little bit. And that wind is strong. It's not quite as blustery as last night, but almost. And it really carried to right field. Denzel, who was 6'5", had to reach up and actually did leave his feet a little. I watched on the replay. Yeah, he made that catch off the ground. Boy, he jumped more than I thought he had to on that ball. He had to jump more than I thought he did. Made the catch. Boy, there have been some close calls here. Now here's Brendan Davis. He is 0-2. Strikeout and a flyout to Denzel and Wright. First pitch backs up over the heart of the plate for a called strike. It's 0-1. Davis, right-handed hitter, solid .284 average coming in. Wheels that bat around a couple of times. Elledge comes set. 0-1 count. Leg kicking a pitch by the right-hander down and away. Check swing, did not go. One ball and one strike. Top of the eighth inning, nobody on, one man out. Jack Cushing went the first five, Chase Cohen the last two, Seth Elledge on in the eighth. 1-1 set. Right-hander, Bill Libbers, swung on, popped up but foul, straight back out of play, 1-2 to Davis. Brendan Davis has had a good series. He's 6-for-16, so that's .375. That's four runs driven in the set. As I said earlier, I actually owe him one base hit. That was just a computer error, so he's actually a little bit better than that. He's had a very good set. One ball, two strikes. Elledge settles in, hands between the belt and the letters. The one ball, two strike pitch. Swung on, fly ball. Right field, not deep. Denzel, boy, the wind really blowing, and he will haul it in. Watch Denzel, and I actually found myself watching the camera angle on him, which is a little bit behind the actual play, but, boy, he had a lot of calculating to do. That wind really pushing. That was a high fly ball. There are two down in the eighth inning. And of the last five outs, really only one of them has been somewhat routine, and that was a well-hit ball in the left field corner. Now here's Austin Beck, former Rockhound. Two outs, eighth inning, Elledge with a pitch. Fastball strike, outside half, 0-1. Infield for Austin, really not much of an adjustment. Susak playing well off the bag at first, but not by a ton. Outfield pretty much straight away for Austin. The 0-1 set, Elledge with a pitch. Swung on and missed. When I ran that down and away, and Beck comes up empty, it's 0-2. Two out, top of the eighth, I beg your pardon. 12-0 Rockhounds. No drama there, but the other side of the scoreboard, all sorts of drama brewing. 0-2 count. Elledge sets, Beck waits. Long set, kick and pitch, way outside. Count goes 1-2. Austin Beck bounced out to third. That was really the only really dicey play through the first six innings defensively. Cooper Bowman's across the diamond throw was a little high and wide. Daniel Susak made the catch coming off the bag and tagged Beck, got the catch on a leaping catch and got the glove on the shoulder. And again, Susak is playing his first game at first base. 1-2 set. Elledge with a 1-2 pitch just outside, 2-2. Not an easy pitch to take, I would think, but it was outside. Fastball with some run on it at 92. Ellidge leans in. Sign from Shane McGuire. Comes set. 2-2. Nobody on. Two out. Eighth inning. Stretch and pitch to Beck. And a line drive. Right field. Denzel comes on. Slides and makes the catch. Line drive to right field. And Denzel Clark hauls it in. All three baseballs in that inning hit to Denzel Clark. And my goodness, again, drillers coming to the brink. Good swing of the bat by Beck. And I mean a sliding catch that was better upon review than it was the first time through. We will go to the last of the eighth. And, folks, when the top of the ninth rolls around, don't you go away. To the bottom of the eighth, Rockhounds 12, Tulsa all zeros.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Bubba Alin will move from center field to the mound. And Jose Ramos, and this becomes interesting, Ramos, who has struggled and played with strikeouts, but he's a power guy, he will now be up in the top of the ninth inning. He will take the DH's place. Will Jose Ramos pitch down low again, and this is position player Bubba Aldridge on now to pitch, which, of course, you see, and this is a classic time for it. Delivers down and away for a ball, 2-0. Game certainly one would think is, you know, never out of reach, but as close as perhaps it can be. Pitch down and in, ball 3. Antonio Knowles goes one inning, gives up a walk, but nothing else. And Bubba floats one way high for ball 4, so Denzel Clark has a 3-walk game, 1-for-2 with 3 bases on balls. One inning, 1 walk for Antonio Knowles. And it is Alin who moves from center field to the mound and delivers in and a strike to Jason Rosario, 0-1. Jason, 1-for-3, RBI single. RBI bases loaded walk and 2 strikeouts. Alin delivers and misses. Count is 1-1. There's a lot of these guys have pitched in the past. Just as a lot of the pitchers were maybe two-way players as well. Pitch and that misses. Ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. 1 on, nobody out. And this the last of the eighth. 2-1 pitch. About 4 miles an hour and just a little bit wide. So 3-ball, 1-strike count. You know, another. And that is ball 4. Well, I think the combined velocity of the last 2 pitches may have touched 70. It's 2-1 and nobody down. By the way, not making fun of, just having fun with. So now it's 2-1, nobody down. First pitch is that. Well, I would love to know. I don't know if the gun can catch that, or the computer as it is now. The pitch missing to Cooper Bowman. He's back and floats one over the 51. I love it. 51 miles an hour, called strike. delivery, and that'll float down low for a ball. That is as this is honestly as soft a toss as I think I have ever seen in an actual game. We may have seen this kind of velocity before. That was two pitches that totaled 104. Floats one down low, and that's ball three, 3-1. 2-1, nobody down here in the eighth inning. Pitch, and Cooper will take that, and that's ball four, so that's three consecutive walks. So bases loaded, nobody out, and Jack Winkler will be the batter. Jack is 1-for-3. He's walked twice, RBI single, scored a run, couple of strikeouts. Double lean delivers. That ball swung on, lifted high in the air, right center field. Catch will be made. Not going to try to advance the runner. So that time the soft toss works. Throw in from right fielder Austin Beck. So Jack Winkler swings at the first pitch, sends a fly ball to right field. One man down with the bases still full. Paul Skeens made his long-awaited, well, I don't know about long-awaited. He's only been a pro about an hour and a half, but he pitched for the Pirates today. Gave up some runs, gave up three runs in four innings, but six base hits, but he struck out seven. I'll tell you why I mentioned that. Here's Caden Trinkle. He swings and comes up empty 0-1. Paul Skeens today hit 100 miles an hour or more 17 times. Bubba Alin reached 100 miles an hour on two pitches combined. Comes back with one here, and that's strike two to Caden. Bases full, one man down. Boy, tip it capped. Anybody gets under pitch, he fires that ground ball. That's got a chance, base hit right field. Hounds will go station to station. So, Hounds will add a 13th run, RBI for Caden Trinkle. And the score is Denzel Clark. Jason Rosario advancing to third, Cooper Bowman down to second base, and Caden with a base hit. Shane McGuire takes up high for a ball, and again, Bubba throwing a little harder now. One ball, no strikes. Yeah, that went up in the 89-mile-an-hour range. Comes back, fires a fastball just down low, so he can throw hard. Pitch down low, and it's 2-0. And that's 13 runs on 16 base hits. A lot of bases on balls. Of course, the last three coming from a position player. And now the pitch up high for ball three. Delivery on the way, and that's a called strike at the knees, outside corner, 3-1. Well, if you are just joining us, I think I know why. Pitch outside and low, ball four, and that will force home a run, so it's a 14-0 ball game. Shane McGuire draws the walk, run will score. That will be Daniel Susak. It's now 14-0 ball game. Daniel takes one, got the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. So the Hounds have four more walks in the inning, plus a base hit, 0-1 delivery, and that's just inside for a ball. Of course, a lot of folks assume just because a position player is on the mound that everybody should hit and everybody should knock the ball close out of the ballpark. A little tapper back to the mound. Alin, good play, barehands it. That's going to be double play. 1-2-3 double play. Bubba Alin barehanded that ball, came home for the first out, getting the runner at home, and then a throw back to first base to get the double play. That was nicely handled. I know it won't change the time, space, and dimension, any of that kind of stuff, but that was a really nice play. Well, it is drama time. We'll see. Yap, Hounds are going to go to the bullpen. We will go to the top half of the ninth inning. And again, Hounds now with 14 runs, but the story of this game, Tulsa, all zeros.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
I had wondered who Gregorio Petit would go to in the ninth inning. This is a ball game which is 14-0. He will go to the league's leading closer, Grant Holman. It's not a save situation, but yes, it is, in another sense. Top of the ninth, bottom third of the order. Lolo Sanchez leads it off for Tulsa. Grant Holman's first pitch. Outside corner at the knees, called strike 0-1. Rockhounds 14, Tulsa nothing. And drama beyond the score by far. The 0-1 pitch by Grant, up and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Rockhounds 14 runs, 16 hits, no errors. Tulsa, no runs, no hits, no errors. Jose Ramos, now remember, on deck. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Check swing, did he go? Boy, going to appeal that. Thought he went. Yep, sure did. 1-2. Sanchez up twice. He has bounced out to shortstop Jack Winkler both times. Right-handed hitter with a 1-2 count. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. One down in the ninth inning. Grant Holman with a strikeout. And here is Jose Ramos. Took the DH's spot when center fielder Bubba Olin went into pitch. So Jose Ramos, one of the top power guys in the league, has struggled with strikeouts, but he's got a lot of pop. One out, ninth inning. Pitch by Holman, swung on and missed. 94 with a fastball, 0-1. One down, ninth inning. 0-1 stretch. Pitch by Holman. Swung on. Foul back. It is 0-2. Rockhounds are flirting with something that they have never done in the 50-plus years of this franchise. Angels, Cubs, Hounds. 0-2. Holman set. Pitch takes flight. Swung on. Line drive. Right center field. It's a base hit. Jose Ramos comes in the top of the ninth, replacing Bubba Olin, who came on to pitch, and breaks up a perfect game bid with one out in the top of the ninth. So Ramos breaks it up. My goodness. Let me see, I jinxed it, didn't I? Pitch right down the middle, called strike. Well, not really, but yeah, I think I did. 0-1 count now as Olin takes it. If this was not a lopsided game, Ramos would likely, now he might have pinch hit, you never know. Pitch is inside for a ball, it's 1-1. But if this is not a lopsided game, there is at least a good chance that Olin stays in the game in center field. Ramos doesn't get to the plate, but he did, and a sharp and clean line drive base hit. Olin swings, fouls it back, and it's 1-2. This franchise has never thrown a nine-inning no-hit game. A couple of seven-inning no-hits, three to be precise, and never a perfect game. Pitch up high for a ball. The count is 2-2, and it came close tonight. 25 up, 25 down, and it ends on a Ramos single. stretching pitch by Grant Holman, swung on and fouled back. Count stays 2-2 to Alleen. Top of the order, Alex Freeland on deck. Pounds flirting with perfection tonight, but Jose Ramos had other thoughts. Bubba Alleen, switch hitter, batting from the left side against Holman. The 2-2 pitch, swung on and slid foul. That'll find its way toward the stands, maybe to the, yep, that's into the, woo, into the stands. Hope everybody is okay there. 2-2 the count. Well, fans almost got a heck of a bonus in addition to fireworks tonight. My goodness, 2-2 pitch, down and in, ball three, 3-2. I mentioned it was a no-hitter bid broken up today. J.D. Martinez, whom you and I watched with the Corpus Christi Hooks years ago, came up with the Astros, broke up an Atlanta Braves bid for a no-hitter. Not a perfect game, but a no-hitter with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning in New York. 3-2, ground ball, right side. Susak will knock it down, but has no play. I would think Alleen would have reached anyway. We'll see. It'll be a base hit. Again, Daniel was ranging well to his right. I think that would have been anything but ordinary effort. So, two base hits now in the inning. This one, the first base. First and second are the runners with one man down, and Alex Freeland will be the batter. Well, Freeland very nearly broke up the no-hit bid in the seventh inning. Sent one between, he's a left-handed hitter, so the Hounds are in the same type of shift that they are in now, and even a little bit more so. Pitch boy down and in, back to the screen. So now it's second and third on the wild pitch. And now it's also a good chance to even break up the shutout. Boy, baseball will keep you humble. Cooper Bowman playing third base, but really in the position of a shortstop. Ranged to his left, deflected the ball, and I think pushed it with his hand to shortstop Jack Winkler, swinging a foul out of play. Jack was shading well up the middle. This was with Freeland at the plate in the seventh inning. And Cooper deflected, and I'll have to ask him tomorrow. Maybe I thought he maybe tried to push it with his hand to Winkler. He did, and Jack threw the first for the out. Jumping in for a ball, 2-1. Remarkable play. And until the ninth inning, that had really been the closest to a base hit. It also had come close two or three times since. And now they get it done. Pitch by Holman. Bounced foul wide to first base. And the count 2-2. Now 50-plus years. Still haven't seen a perfect game thrown by the Hounds. Time called here at home, played by Freeland. Alex, the shortstop. Taylor Young waiting on deck. Second and third, singles by Jose Ramos and Bubba Alleen, and a wild pitch. Holman with the delivery, swung on, and that ball is popped in the air near the plate, giving a look to Shane McGuire. Is he out of room? Yep, he is, by a few rows into the seats it goes. Still a 2-2 count. Sure who got the base. Well, whoever it is, somebody got a round of applause in the stands. That's always cool. I'm guessing a kiddo got the baseball when all was said and done. Here's the 2-2 stretch by Holman. Second and third with one man down. Pitch from Grant swung on and missed. Ball got loose, but Freeland walking away, so he is now signaled as out. Two down in the ninth inning. Well, the bell will toll a second time, and here is Taylor Young. 0-for-3 in this ball game. This is just the fifth game, so it's a small sample size, but he's played in each of the five games of this series. He's 0-for-3 today and is hitting .400 in the series. Also trying to extend a hit streak. Swings, fly ball, right center field. Denzel Clark, ball game. Well, the Hounds flirted with franchise history. They win it going away. That really wasn't the issue. But within two outs of a perfect game. Our Saturday logistics require, well, I need to wrap things pretty quickly tonight. We'll give you the totals here in just a couple of moments and put this ball game to rest. But my goodness, Rockhounds win it and flirted with history along the way. Final score tonight with a tip of the cap to the Rockhounds. Boy, pitching was outstanding. Final score, well, everything outstanding in this game, including the defense. Gentlemen, job well done. Totals coming up, 14-0. Rockhounds back after this from Bud Light.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
And very nearly history. Rockhounds 14 runs on 16 hits, no errors. 14, 16, and 0. Tulsa, no runs, 2 hits, no errors. The 2 hits coming with 1 out in the top half of the ninth inning. Nobody hit the ball out of the ballpark in this one. Rockhounds scored 5 in the first inning, never looked back. I think Jack Cushing's going to be the player interviewed on the field. He pitched 5 innings, 15 up, 15 down, just outstanding stuff in this ball game. Rockhounds now go back to 10 games over 500 with a victory by a final score of 14-0. Second look coming up when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes in just a moment.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Well, Jack Cushing will get the victory in this ball game. He went 5 innings, faced 15 batters, retired them all. The Hounds come within 2 outs of absolute franchise history. 14-0, though, will be the final. And, boy, everybody contributed. Brendan Malone led the way with a 4-hit game. Rockhounds had 16 hits overall in this contest. A 5-run first inning. They were really off and running. The drama that way very soon disappeared, but it was drama on the other side of things. The Rockhounds not allowing a hit or a base runner through the first 8 innings of this game. Couple of close calls, as we described to you, but the Rockhounds give up the couple of base hits with 1 out in the top of the ninth, flirting with and bidding for what would have been the first perfect game in franchise history. But it was doggone close to perfect as the Hounds win it by a final of 14-0. And Saturday, my logistics require me to make a pretty quick wrap-up. We'll do that big ball game tomorrow. Very good pitching matchup with Roiber Salinas and Justin Robleski, two very good prospects. Sunday afternoon, Mother's Day, we'll have a really cool pink wine cup, Rockhounds pink wine cup for the first 500 moms in attendance tomorrow. Gates will open at 12:30, first pitch at 1, and of course it's Family Day. Umbrellas from ConocoPhillips, and that will wrap up this homestand. The Rockhounds will then be on the road for the next 2 weeks. Hope that we'll see you at the ballpark. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Had ourselves some drama, did we not? For all of us Little Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Momentum Bank Ballpark, where the Rockhounds win it by the final score of 14-0. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhound Baseball.